Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yo, 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 pop, pop, and welcome to another edition of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm joined, as always, so far, actually a surprise. I thought this was going to be a first time without him on the show, but my man overcame a broken nose just to be on the show. It's Jay Trill, a.k.a. Jay Treasy, a.k.a. Jay Treason. What's going on, Justin?
I just want to say, you know, to all the people out there that's hating, telling me to get the fuck off the show. Fuck y'all, I'm here! I do this because I love this!
I'm glad you could be here, man. You know, it got really touch and go, man. A lot of times when light-skinned people get facial injuries, they don't show up for things anymore. It's like, what's the point of life? What's the point of the world? Yeah. But
I started taking a selfie from the neck down and post it and be like, y'all pray for me. But, you know.
Well, I appreciate you coming through, man.
No one knows what I've been through the last few days.
We also have another man here that people love. It's been a while since he was on the show. But, you know, he actually is one of the people that was nominated for an award. He didn't win, but he was nominated for best argument when we talked about Dwayne Wade. But it's my man Vic. What's going on, Vic?
Vic, aka Donald Sterling's black grandson. What's good,
Donald Swirling?
You know, he just, I'm the grandson. He won't accept. You know, so it's
damn.
Cool.
Damn it, Vic! You always
he's a good grandfather to me privately. You know, as he said, just not publicly.
You always take your racism and jump too far.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just let the man rest in peace right now?
I'm personally glad that Vic can make it, man, because, like, this might be his last show for a while.
Yeah.
He's moving, leaving us behind, man.
Yeah, man, I'm leaving. So,
you going to Alabama? Where you going?
You know, just to Raleigh. Got a new job, so, you know, it was...
Oh, nigga, you got a job?
New job, yeah.
You know, you got no job.
I know, you got no job. Yeah. So, you know, it was so funny, too, because it's like, you know, like, lately, it was just like, I just got... You know, you keep getting all those rejection letters. Who's the other attorney here? The attorney, law degree, background. What's her name, the other viewer?
Oh, Shirley Wong, Esquire.
Shirley Wong, yeah. So she may know about this. But, you know, when you're applying, people tell you you're overqualified. And it's just like,
Shirley light-skinned. Shirley's light-skinned and attractive. She gets what she wants in life.
Okay, well, I don't. So, you know. So finally I did. So, yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah, that, well, you know, first of all, man, congratulations on finally getting a real job.
And all right.
You know, we were worried about you there for a while, Vic. We thought you were lying about getting that degree and stuff. There was a lot of rumors floating around. We thought, you know, that was just, we had a conspiracy theory. You might have just went to prison and then you just came back.
You know, just came back.
Yeah, trying to be like, oh, yeah, I really was getting my degree on. But you had just been reading words through the dictionary in prison for like 10 years.
Yeah, I would have been the first dude that came out of prison and didn't get swole, you know?
Right.
I mean, I actually got fat. You know? Yeah, man, that prison food was good. I don't know what anyone else is talking about, man. That shit good.
It's like I was in there getting 3-4 meals.
Yeah, you know, forget what they were saying.
I was running shit up
there. Yeah, I was running shit. Yeah,
asking people, you go eat your cornbread.
Yeah, Minnesota prison soft, nigga. Ran up there and ran
it's
shit.
Good.
Random Western boys.
But I'm glad, man, that you're working, man, and, you know, that you're going to be able to provide for yourself, man, up in the
Raleigh. Okay. And I wasn't that night. I wasn't that far.
I mean, we was, you know, we was feeling kind of bad for you, man. A lot of people don't know. Like, you was out there hustling.
Yeah, I've been hustling.
Couldn't come on the show and stuff.
Yeah, actually, too, with the business, too, family business. I'm glad to be doing something else on the side, but, yeah.
You said you're glad to be doing something else other than the family business?
Yes. Because, because you want to have your own thing. You know, you don't want to ever fall back. And I have 3 other siblings. So, you know, if something happened, I don't know who's going to get it. And, yeah, you know, and I would hate that to kill one of my brothers and sisters because I'm only thing I'm living off is that.
Who has the most degrees?
Oh, me. I do.
Then you, in theory, should be the one to get it.
I should, but you know, you know how parents are.
Vicky, you have it finagled a contract that kind of automatically wills it to you? Like, you are a lawyer. You deal the contract.
Well, actually, we just got an office in Vegas. And so I was like, yo,
Vegas.
If I do this, then I get this. And Peoples was like, no, you're going to do this because you don't have this, another job. So what you going to do about it? So I was like, okay.
So you had to get another job for the leverage. That's smart.
Yeah, you know.
No. Like, well, I can always get another job. I can always go to my other job. I don't have to do this shit for you, family. And then they'd be like, oh, okay.
I just mean as far as, hey, Mom, I need you to sign this right here so I can get this approved real quick. And she signed it without reading it.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you own everything. 90% of the company.
Right. And she signed away all her shares.
Yeah, she just didn't know about it. But also, anything happens to her, like, you control the company and just... You don't have to worry about it from then on out if something does happen.
Yeah, exactly. But then, too, though, honestly, too, though, the job is really like, I'm doing international law, so, you know, I'll be traveling. I may have to go out the country. So, I mean, it was something like more of a sort of dream job that you wanted. So, you know, it was something
international
like
law.
Yeah, so.
Man, look at you, fancy
Yeah, man,
pants.
You know, I'm working for a pharmaceutical company. I always said, you know, I would never work for the big, bad people, but I'm selling my soul. But it's for the right price. So,
okay. All right. Well, as long as you got some change. So,
yeah.
So if they send you to North Korea, are you going?
No.
Okay.
Would you go work for Donald Sterling if you had to?
You know what?
That's a yes.
If he said, you know what? I'm having a bit of a crisis. I need some help. I can really use some black help, if you know what I mean. Would you consider, you know, I feed them, I clothe them. I give them cars and women. I mean,
this conversation all from Skype.
Yeah, now this conversation off the record right now. Yeah. First of all, attorney-client privilege. But would you come work for Donald Sterling? Help him out.
You know what? It would all depend. You know, I probably wouldn't. But you know, you know, it, you know, in those situations, you can never say we never. But yes. I, for me though, but honestly, I now know we're going to talk about Donald Sterling.
That sounds like a strong yes to me. Sounds like a strong yes.
You never know. I mean, because look, here's the thing. You know, with the Clippers, it's like, you know, when you think of an NBA team, and this is what I've always said, like, when you think of the Carolina Panthers, I don't necessarily think of that just like as Jerry Richardson's team. I think of Carolina Panthers as the city, the team of the Charlotte or of North Carolina. And that's what I think of it as.
It's a noble way of looking at it.
You know, I wouldn't feel like obligated to, you know, I wouldn't tell the players that I didn't think the players should stop not like playing for them because they're playing for each other. And so that's why I would know that.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying he called you and said, Vic, I need you to come work for the Donald Sterling estate, not the Clippers. For me, because I'm about to fight this lawsuit.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to keep it 100 then. Mm-hmm. You know what?
I got some international dealings.
He is going to have to pay me really, 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 really well. So you don't like this black person. You don't like being around this black person. So how about this? You're going to have to pay this black person twice as much money that you would have to pay this white person. Mm. So
okay.
I think that would be the way to stick it to him.
It's
in his pockets.
Yeah, that's one way to
just... It's not getting... you know what? I would be cool with that.
Why wouldn't he get the job?
That's Donald Sterling is... First of all, he don't believe in paying black people.
Nah, he plays... No, he said, I give them money. I give them food. I put the clothes on their back. Yeah. He treats his slaves well. I got to disagree with that.
You know what? One thing that
You know... Now, Rod, you know for the longest time, his team was the lowest paid... He had the lowest paid athletes on roster. Mm-hmm.
Until
for
recently.
Years. Right. Until recently.
Right.
That's only in basketball. Everything else, he kept the status quo. You niggas ain't getting shit but the minimum.
He didn't pay anybody.
He paid his mistresses better than he do his players.
Yeah, but he didn't like anybody. Like, because remember, Doc Rivers was threatened to resign the team because he tried to sign J.J. Redick. Sterling didn't want J.J. Redick because he thought that would be too expensive. So, I mean, you know, Redick is white. Donald Sterling just doesn't like spending money. He doesn't like black people, and he doesn't like spending money. So,
and you're not going to get the job talking about give me double. He gonna be like,
and you know what? I'd be cool with that.
But I think he will get the job because, I mean, he paid for an NAACP award.
Yeah. He did pay for that.
That's different. I mean, was directly for him specific.
Right. This will be direct.
Vic will be like, see this.
You looking at this from one perspective only. Yeah. I'm looking at it from the perspective of Vic will also be his black attorney. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like you, you just,
I would be his token black guy.
Yeah. It's going to be every time you cut to Donald Sterling to talk to his representation, it's going to be a black dude up there like, well, now that conversation was recorded in private.
Yeah.
And that is not admissible in the court of law. Actually, we're looking to sue V. Steviano for damages. And who is this woman anyway? Like, I could see Vic doing that, but, you know, it would just hurt his soul because, you know, on Twitter, Facebook.
It wouldn't hurt his soul.
It would.
Because Dwayne Wade. That's true. Honestly, though,
you know, when I was in law school, I can't say the name of the place I worked at, but, you know, they were doing, I didn't feel like I was doing good for the community. Like, it was really like I was getting paid well. No, I did. It was legally legal because I was working at a firm, but like, I just felt like, damn, like, you know, I'm probably going to go to hell. And, you know, at night I was having trouble with breathing. Like I would,
damn.
And it would stop. I would stop breathing. And so it was so bad, but to the point, because I was a broke, you know, law school student who needed to pay their rent, I did stay there until I found another job.
So you was having evict people out of Donald Sterling property. Well, yeah.
That's why he won't admit it.
I hired to work
for Donald Sterling.
You know, it's not. I can't, you know, you can't. You know,
they stink! Get them out of here, Vic! I don't want to hear it!
Out there like that. But no, but like,
they start calling your Uncle Records.
Right. They be like, you know, Vic, come back. But Mrs. Sterling, she got a 6-month-old baby, and I mean, it's cold in the apartment already. You turned off the heat. Get it stinking ass out of there! Lazy, good for nothing, 6-month-old black baby! Get him out of my apartment.
Why she don't have that baby a job yet?
Right. It's 6 months and he ain't got a job? Lazy Negroes. All right, man.
He wouldn't have Vic Hill sit around with his team like, well, look, that nigga wants too much money. Can one of you guys just wear blackface? I mean, what's wrong with that?
All right, man.
Okay. Well, are we going? Can we go into this?
I need to start the show. It's one of the topics anyway.
Okay. Yeah, right, we got it. Okay.
There you go.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her soft mouth. Huh?
You see the button up shirt he had on?
Yeah, he did. Oh, what did my shit stop? God damn it. Internet, don't do this.
Yo, he was singing that song. He was like dry hump pump. He had his button up shirt open.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that chest.
Yeah, this show and American Dad do the best music.
Yeah, the show's supposed to be coming back, I think.
Really? I know American Dad got bought by like TNT.
American Dad got bought out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't know why this shit is freezing.
Comedy Central will bring it back like Futurama.
I must have got too many browsers open. Hold on, let me reset this shit real quick.
I didn't know American Dad got bought out. But yeah, I think Cleveland Brown, either he's supposed to be coming back to Quahog or Family Guy, or I think he's going to be getting, I think they're going to be bringing him back.
They should bring him back to Family Guy because, I mean, honestly, the show, even though it did get better, in my opinion, I don't know if the show is really, you know, the most.
It's better than Bob's Burgers.
Nah, fuck that. Bob's Burgers is ridiculously funny. I had no idea that shit was that funny.
You did? I think.
And I started watching it on Netflix. I watched like the first season. And I was like, "Why didn't anybody tell me this show is this funny?"
You thought it was funny?
It is, hands down. It's the funniest in that animation block, dude.
Than Family Guy?
Yeah, even in Family Guy, Tina. Family Guy hasn't been inspired for like 3 years, honestly, man. Like they like once every 3 episodes they do something that's not even funny. Like, hey, let's talk about atheism, or let's talk about death. And like they do something that ain't even funny. You're like, what if Brian and Stewie just got trapped in an office together? So I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this article, this one.
I thought it was funny. I mean, has the Boondocks been funny? I haven't watched a lot of two episodes. I haven't had the time to.
I mean, it's been as funny as it was.
I've heard a lot of negative reviews from it. I think, you know, Aaron Magruder wasn't in this season.
It don't matter. I just think people overestimated how funny it used to be. Okay. Like, it was always kind of serious funny. It was never, it was never, ha ha ha, oh my God. It's always been heavy handed, like, and this is why black people ain't shit. Like, or, you know, these are the type of black people that's holding us back type of ideas. And I think, you know, it has a place for that, but I don't think it was ever like knee slapping funny. And then people just act like, or not every episode anyway.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was deeply funny.
But every episode, like, cause there's like, you know, what episode did not make, and that's the other thing. It didn't, a lot of times it don't make me laugh the first time I watch them. But it'll be like the second or third time that I catch, like, you know, that I really am okay with. But like some of the topics, like I remember when they had MLK come back.
Yeah, I did see that. Was like, one of my favorite ones, actually.
Right.
Like that was my favorite one.
Like,
you didn't like it?
Nope.
Like that episode.
What was your problem?
Go ahead, Rod. I just didn't like it.
That episode did not make me laugh as much as it just made me like think. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just kind of like, I guess that's a neat concept of, how would he feel about how black people have changed since he was alive? But at the same time, I, you know, it was like on some real shit, it had like a whole lot of respectability politics in it and all this shit that made me be like, oh, I'm not really down with the concept, but I'm okay with some of the jokes, you know?
And it did, because it made you think, like, again, when, you know, when that, he was talking to like a Bill O'Reilly sort of Fox News guy, he told MLK to shut up and Huey threw a chair at him and beat him up.
Right.
Like, that's probably some stuff. If Martin Luther King came back from the dead and someone did that to him, as much as the stuff he's done for black people, I'd probably do it for him.
I think it did contribute to like the MLK parties. People, I don't know if they was doing it prior to that episode, but I started to see more flyers on the internet from people.
Well, I think people was already doing
doing. Like, I remember people did that back in the early 2000s. Me too. Had an MLK party.
Yeah, I used to be on message board, and they would be every year we would just be like, man, look at this shit, and there'd be a bunch of links. But anyway, the point
I
being,
I didn't like Stink Meaner Returns.
The point
you
being,
didn't like that?
Nope.
I like Stink Meaner the first time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the returns when he came back. I didn't really care for
that. Even more importantly, man, it's just one of those things where people act like every single episode was like Chappelle Show level comedy, and it wasn't. So now that it's come back, people are getting reminded that, oh, it was just funny and good sometimes. It wasn't like can't miss.
But I was
so why are people measuring it to the can't miss standards of like, oh my God, I'm not crying laughing. It's like,
it was never that. No, it wasn't but last season, I will say that they took a lot of Huey out, and I think they tried to dumb it down a little bit, because, you know, Huey didn't have that much of a, impact in the last episode, but you are right though. Like the whole, what they say, nigga moment, and that was so real, but it wasn't funny. But then it's like things that you really think about. Remember, because we saw that at the court, at the basketball court, where your boy, I ain't gonna say his name.
Yeah.
But, you know, he went up to one black guy. He's like, yo, you do that again, I'm gonna punch you in your effing face. And then boom, 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 he knocks him out. He goes up to the white guy, you do that again, I'm gonna punch you in the effing face. White guy says, look, dude, I'm gonna do it again. I don't mind you kicking my ass, man. I mean, you know, but it defeated the purpose. And Corey just looked at him.
He had a fight.
He didn't fight him. Cause it was over. So, I mean, I agree. Like, the Boondocks makes you think on that kind of level. I haven't been able to watch the last two, but, definitely gonna have to sit down. Yeah. And,
well, you'll see when you see it, man. It's still the same to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell Magruder's not doing it, to be honest with you.
Oh, you can't?
No, you can't tell. Okay. Like, it's, you know.
And actually thinking about it, the people that I saw, like, commenting on the Boondocks, they're sort of like the Rileys of the world. So, you know, I think they're thinking Riley funny.
Right.
Okay.
Give a pound into her feelings, make a South mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I just noticed Tyra jumps out the ball out the ball pit like a whale at SeaWorld. All right, man. So this is another episode of Balls Deep. NBA playoffs are going on right now, so we got to talk about that.
Greatest playoffs I've seen in years.
It's definitely the best first round, right?
Best first round, at least, where, you know, I think we're probably more all football guys, but, you know, I've really, like, been turning to the game and have to watch it.
Well, me personally, I'm more of a basketball guy.
Okay.
But, you know, I love both the NFL and NBA, as people that follow the show know. But let's go through the here's what's crazy. I knew Miami would sweep Charlotte. I told Justin that shit 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Now, like, I then Big Al hurt his foot, so it made it even more conclusive.
But that's why I did not want Charlotte to make the playoffs this year, because I knew this was going to happen, and then they could have possibly went out and got one of those top picks.
But we still have other people's picks, Detroit's pick and someone else. So we still got high picks, like lottery picks.
First round?
Yeah, first round picks. So we good.
Okay.
So we might as well have tried.
Okay. All right. So I'm also
we need to stop the culture of losing and start trying to win, because that shit, I think it does dwindle down to the players, and I think that's why certain teams stay sorry.
Yep.
You know, I think that's why the Bucks still sorry, because they had too many years where they lost on purpose. They lucked up and got one good year, and then they tried to bring it back, and they like, nigga, we Milwaukee. We about to be sorry again.
Look at Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Philly. Like, you can't tank with so much before players don't know how to win. So they need to stop that shit, and I'm glad that, you know, we got a good GM. He's actually making some good draft picks. Nobody want to talk about it, but Kimba's panned out. I like the Zeller kid. I like Henderson even. Like, they got some good picks, man. So, anyway, we got swept, which I figured we would, because it's Miami and they're veterans. And I thought if we would have played, it's funny because the playoff seasons were just that crazy this year. If we would have played Indiana, I think we would have beat them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we would be in the second round.
Yeah, we're better than Atlanta. And if we would have played Toronto, I think we would have at least won a couple games. Like, because they're good, but they're young. They don't know how to necessarily win, right, as you guys can see. But so we got swept. Whatever.
And I think that would have happened had Atlanta been facing Miami.
Right.
Same thing would happen. Because I remember, was it last year when the Pacers was the Pacers was in the same situation. No, it was the 76ers. They were in the same situation where they wanted to be an 8 seed. They didn't want to see Miami as a number 2. And so and they got past the Bulls, you know. So
Miami don't fuck around, dog.
You know.
Brooklyn is playing Toronto. Toronto's finally up 3-2. I figured this would be a tightly contested series, but Toronto should win this shit, cuz they're younger and they're more athletic and they're actually better. The Nets are just old men, and they're using them old man tactics, man.
Man, they've given two games away.
Yeah.
But you say given. I think those games got taken from them by younger, more talented players. Like some of the shit Kyle Lowry be doing, some of the shit that he be doing in the fourth quarter, it's like, that's because nobody on your team is young enough to stay in front of him.
Yep.
But he don't realize it like he should. Like, if he wasn't young, they would be up by 10 most of the game.
But that's why I said too, kid just need to look at Garnett and be like, now you see why I wanted to rest you, right?
Right.
You wanted to play the whole game? Suck it up. Get out there.
You old ass.
Suck it up. No, go stop somebody. Get out there.
Go ahead, old cuz, like I told you.
Call him old. Like, call him old. Yeah, because Garnett not going to really fight
him. What are you
going
to do? Right.
So,
well, Jason Kidd is a light-skinned point guard. He might try to fight him.
But Jason Kidd does believe in putting his hands on a bitch.
Oh,
excuse me.
Well, hold on. Excuse me, sir.
A woman.
Hold on. Hold on, DL. I don't think that's necessarily same kind of fight. I don't know if Jason Kidd. I still don't think Kevin Garnett will really fight him. fight them, but you know.
Yeah, Kevin
they hanging out like having drinks out after the game, man. They homeboys.
I'm like Charles Oakley. He's not a tough guy. He just talks tough, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
Now, Charles Oakley was a tough guy. But
I expect Brooklyn to lose this, but I still think it's probably going to game seven.
I think Toronto will win it. I mean, not Toronto, but I think Brooklyn's going to win it because they're seven. A veteran team.
So you think they're gonna win? They're gonna win two in a row.
I think they'll win two in a row because I think that they know how to win the tight games. I think Toronto is gonna get
they did.
Not last night, but I think
they've lost two tight games.
they got tired, but I think though that when they get to game seven, that arena, the mode, I think. I think Paul Pierce, the actress.
So you think they're gonna be?
He'll act more. You know.
You think they're gonna be less tight? Tired after two games, like,
but they've like, been there and done that.
I think they get game six. Like, I think it's safe. Like, if I was the Raptors, I'd be trying to win game six like it was game seven, because I feel like, you know, I wouldn't want to play these dudes in game seven. But I think they might get game six, right? But like, has anybody told Kevin Garnett's knees that he got to play two? Like, does Paul Pierce's arches know that they got to win two in a row? Because, like, I feel like that your body betrays you after a while. And
yeah,
that's a lot to ask against this young-ass team.
Yeah, that's why I mean, I think they're going to get blown out in the next round by Miami.
Right.
But I think, though, that Brooklyn is going to get out there because they know how to win. And I think, you know, you have Paul Pierce who hit that. I think he's going to hit some crazy shots that's going to come at the end. Because Toronto still doesn't have that go-to guy. I mean, you know, DeMar Rosen, he's still a young guy. He's a sporadic shooter. You know, Kyle Lowry is just, he's more of a facilitator. So they don't have that guy who can really take them to that next level. And I think, you know, Brooklyn does have that. They have Paul Pierce. Not saying they have a young, great Paul Pierce, but they do have that enough that's going to get
Paul Pierce's game has been old since he was five. So
yeah.
It ain't like I could tell the difference between him now and, like, he's one of those people that even when he was good, he wouldn't dunk. So I can't tell if he can't jump anymore and shit. I can't even tell. But I still, you know, I think Brooklyn's done.
You don't know how I know he old?
How?
Them crossovers he been getting.
Oh, I can tell on defense,
that's
nigga.
That's how you can tell. When
stay on your feet.
That's how you can tell. Not even a hard foul.
Yeah.
He passed the age of hard foul. Oh, he just.
No, you know what it is? It's not even. He's not past the age. It's pride. It's pride. It's like when KT got crossed over by that young boy and that dude made him fall and then he scored on him. And I was like, and then he got crossed over and fell like another time before that. I was like, that's because you too proud to just grab that young man and be like, yo, ball, son, take it out. Like, you're not going to make me fall. I'm sorry. But Paul Pierce be out here like, I can still hang. And then I guarantee if you be like, hey, man, he out here made you fall. Man, I'm just playing defense. See, that's what happened. That's because I'm actually trying. Like, all right, man, just grab that nigga up then.
Yeah, you could just foul him. And
yeah.
You got six of them. You do know that, right? That's in the rules.
No reason to reach at the ball like that and fall down. But
if you give him a hard foul the first game,
you
might not have to foul him anymore after that.
Or he can just do like Harden does and just not play defense at all. I mean,
that's another thing. That's another option.
Man, how brilliant is Miami's? It's like, you can have first Indiana. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, I mean, they not having to deal with Chicago this year, Chicago just played different against Miami just because Joakim Noah just doesn't.
Well,
like
it's even still, Chicago won one game in the fucking playoffs. They might not have made it to play Miami anyway. I mean, it's not really brilliant. It's Indiana's that fucking sorry. If Indiana would have played Charlotte, it would have been the same shit. If they would have played Toronto or Brooklyn or whatever, they would have lost. They playing terrible.
And I don't think it's just that Indiana and these guys are that sorry. I just think the East is just not that good.
Indiana is
that sorry.
But when you think about it, though, what other team is really going to give Miami any, like, legitimate, challenge?
Washington might.
I think Indiana was the team. And you know, they sorry. They fell apart. Like, I don't know why. We know why. The dick pics, the groupies, getting pregnant.
Yeah.
People breaking into his house. Paul George. I mean, he's coming off the bench trying to get in fights. Like, You know, just shit like that. But
it, and then, you know, this dude has a beard that isn't fully grown.
Yet, right.
You know?
And that's, so like, that's always
know,
come a sign.
On, dude. Like, that's always grow a sign. Your beard out or either cut it.
Grow your beard out.
But can don't you have imagine the Washington in the Eastern Conference Finals against Miami? Like, that's that looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I still expect Washington to blow them the fuck out. I mean, Miami to blow them the fuck
nope,
out.
Nope, you said Washington first.
Okay. Well, that's my official take.
Book it. Book it.
Calm down, Miss Stefiano.
Pick. Put that on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Calm down, Miss Stefiano, okay? Just because you got me on tape doesn't mean that's what I believe.
Nope, you said it's on tape.
Taking me out of context. But, I do think that, Miami's gonna blow them the fuck out if they see them, so it won't matter. But, so I expect to.
I don't know. I think, though, Indiana might get it together, though, if they play Miami. Because the only thing is, in the playoffs, is that it's just different. When you have that rivalry game, I think, like Chicago, I don't think that they blow Chicago out. I think it would have been a 4-2 maybe series.
Okay. But Justin, who you think is gonna win, Toronto or Brooklyn?
I was originally going for Brooklyn.
Yeah, are you still going to stick with them?
Oh, man. Not when they lost the last game. I was like, what the fuck are these old niggas doing? That is not. That's a game they should have won.
Yeah, they should have.
And then TMZ, what's up, baby? Throwing the ball back past half court with 2 seconds left.
What's going on, TMZ? Yeah.
Throwing it to half court. No, yeah. I can't.
Andre Blatch, that was one of the all-time living booty moments.
Yeah, I can't.
At the playoff, that nigga threw that shit to half court, bruh.
Yeah,
it's like, what were you looking at? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, but prior to that, I would have still rode with Brooklyn.
So now you got Toronto winning it?
Yep.
All right. Washington played Chicago. They beat the shit out of Chicago. Joakim Noah was copy, please. Nick talking about, my knee would hurt. I just didn't tell nobody. Should have told us, too late. You suck.
Yeah, the other thing is, why are you defensive player of the year? Like, you good. You got your trophy.
Yeah, he deserved it though this year. I thought he played. I mean, he lifted that Chicago team. That Chicago team is nothing, I think, without him.
Yeah, Joakim just needs to go hang out with his multicultural family, smoke him some homegrown cigarettes, and chill out, enjoy his summer.
Yeah. I mean, ain't nothing to be sad about. It's just funny because anytime niggas be like, oh man, I was hurt. Y'all just didn't know. I'd be like, come on, man.
Now, what he should have
did. Take the L.
Now, had LeBron said it, they would have been down his throat.
Nah, what he should have did was been like, you know what? Where the fuck was Booz at this whole playoff series? What? He the second highest player on the team. Why is he not increasing his point percentage from 15 to 25 a game?
Yeah, he should have said
that. He should have started calling people out. That's what he should have did.
Vic, you are right. If LeBron had said it, they would have been down his throat. Absolutely.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, not you, but most people. If LeBron lost the series and then said my knee was hurt the whole season, people would be like, "Nigga, please."
And then I guess later on we can talk about the whole Donald Sterling thing. Because
yeah, it's on the
they
it's on
they
the docket.
They jumped on him for that. So yeah, but
it's on the docket. Indiana's playing Atlanta. Who do y'all expect to win? Because honestly, I'm gonna be real. I expect Indiana to win. I just think Atlanta's gonna turn to Atlanta. It's like the fucking Cinderella story. Like that midnight is coming and they gonna turn back into a pumpkin, man. Yeah. They not a real basketball team.
Oh no. Better yet, Space Jams, and then they turn into the little monsters again.
Yeah, they gonna
all of their talents get taken away. They turn into
little monsters. Not a real, but I won't believe it until I see it. The idea of Atlanta versus Washington as one of the Eastern Conference final matchup, I can't believe it. So
it's gonna happen.
So you got Atlanta winning. Yeah.
And I don't want them to. That's the thing about it. I want Indiana to make me wrong, please.
Here's what's funny. I want them to. I don't think they will. You don't want them to, and you think they will.
Yeah, because even after last week, after we did the show, they went home and won. It was like, Indiana, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all losing to Atlanta. I can't believe this series is still
even
going on.
Game isn't ending.
And you know, really, that Atlanta should have won.
They lost the first two.
I mean, they should have. I mean, they had two games that Atlanta really should have won. Mm-hmm. And you know, last game, and I believe it was game 3. Mm-hmm. So I mean, Atlanta was Atlanta at the end, and I just I want Atlanta to win because I don't like Indiana. I think they're overrated. I think Paul George is overrated. I've been saying it since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though Paul George is rocking my last name, you know, he needs to give it back to me. Like, he needs to be Paul Johnson or something. I don't know. You don't deserve the George name.
Josh Smith somewhere in Detroit, like, damn, we could have been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City.
New York is somewhere saying, damn, because they would have been the eighth seed and said, we could have been in the playoffs.
Yep.
They would have beat Indiana.
And for the Knicks, even if they would have lost in the first round of a seven game series, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
I probably would have watched the series at this point. I haven't. Only games I've been watching, I watched part of the Miami Charlotte games, and that's it.
Yeah, like, I've been watching a lot of the series, but
me too.
I just highlights for the East Coast games.
But Indiana and Atlanta is such a clusterfuck. It's just hard to watch because it's just mistake after mistake. Like, who gonna make the least fucked up mistakes?
I am, but I've been watching every single, especially the West games. The bad thing I will say about the NBA and the reason why they're not number one to the NFL is because again, some of these games are not even broadcast. I mean, it's like, dude, are you serious? Like, it's on NBA TV. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to watch the Oklahoma and Memphis game. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's not why they.
Yeah, because the NFL has NFL TV and
yeah, no, they, but they not for the playoffs though. I mean, you're talking playoffs though. Playoffs.
Yeah. Well, they don't have as many games going on at the same time.
That's true, but
I mean, it's just a different format.
I guess next year they're going to have to do that because
one night they actually had ESPN had games on ESPN and ESPN2 at the same time, and even then it was still kind of like, so I got to flip back and forth because so many games on. Like, I don't think, you know, I mean, I think people that want to see it will do it. I actually went and bought NBA TV because I love the NBA that much.
Yeah, the reason the NFL is people say they love it, but it's less games. It's more of a premium.
It's easier to love. You see one game a week. You talk about the game the other 6 days of the week until you get to the game, and then, you know,
it's repeat. Less is more in this situation.
Yeah, I actually think the NFL is fucking up by making all these extra nights of games. Like, they really had it made when it was just Sunday and Monday. Now you got Thursday. They're trying to add some more games.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. You hear what your boy Mark Cuban said? They're getting greedy.
Yeah, they're getting. Greedy.
And they're going. I think the same downfall that some of the NBA had when they were greedy, it will be the same downfall the NFL has.
Yeah.
I mean, because now ESPN is going to be televising playoff games, and they the same thing I'm complaining about.
Right.
Not everyone has cable TV, especially now with Netflix and Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be, no, some people are going to be able to watch it all. So they're going to lose those viewers. And, you know, NFL is, you know, as you say, Roger Goodell is King Goodell is going to be really bringing in the quality of football.
I think so too, man. I mean, guys need to recover. You know, they're sending guys over to Europe to play games. Like, it's getting, like, the quality of football is lowering. And I don't care who you are. Like, at some point you do reach a threshold where it's like, I don't want to watch this shit. Like, people like watching football. I don't know that people like watching bad football. And we're starting to lose that whole, like, oh, this is, I'm watching this team play excellent football. Like, you know, no offense to Seattle. They have excellent defense, but their offense wasn't, you know, like trill like that at this point. But like, there used to be a time where it's like the team that won the Super Bowl was great on, was like, they either were Hall of Fame something on one side, or they were like, really good on both sides of the ball, you know. And I don't think we're gonna need that anymore. I think we're getting to the point where you're not gonna need that shit no more.
Yeah, fantasy football is what saved football.
Exactly, I was about to say fantasy football is like March Madness to NCAA.
Nope. It's legalized gambling for football.
So
is March Madness.
It's the same shit. Because who watches regular season March Madness? I mean, right. NCAA
but
ball.
But it's Duke every week, though, whereas March Madness is kind of short. I'm just saying where it's
I don't think Vic is saying it's the exact same.
Yeah, he's saying
it's the same concept, which is here's something outside of the sport that's actually arbitrarily is rising the interest in the sport through actually no actual you know, through no real involvement with the sport. Like, there's a lot of people that play fantasy football and shit that, they look at the stats, basically. But if they weren't playing fantasy football, they wouldn't even care that much about the NFL.
Yep.
They wouldn't even care about their own team that much. Like, fantasy football has gotten to that point. I know for me where I'm like, did the Eagles win? too.
Yeah, exactly.
Did my fantasy football team win?
You know that shit.
And you become more engulfed into fantasy football because, you know, now, oh, I got to know which player is this. You know, who's this player? Who's that player? I'm going to look up his highlights, his game, to see, should I trade him? Should I draft him? Right. I mean, should I cut him? You know, like, you know, so now fantasy football really has saved football on so many. It's March Madness, but every week.
How many of the NBA, NFL draft, like, shows have we had now? Like, you know, I think they moved the draft back 2 weeks, like that it normally is or something. And it seems like every fucking day I turn on TV and there's a draft show.
Well, they're doing that again for more money. They want to build up and get more
viewers. I know why they're doing it, but it's just that oversaturation, like, you know, the Mark Cuban greed thing. At some point, it is going to be people like, yeah, man, I don't need 47 previews for the draft. I'm going to stop watching this. I don't know when we're going to get to that point, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't need NFL Tonight and NFL Live.
Right, right.
Back to back. Like,
and then you're going to say the same thing. Conley has not scratched his nuts in the right way. I do not think that he can be a number one pick.
I actually watched a clip that was so good. It was ESPN invents NFL stories to take up time. And it started with like the morning quarterback show with Jaws.
Oh yeah.
And he just brought up like, oh, you know, I think maybe it would be cool if they did this on the Eagles or something, right? And then the next show covered it like Jaworski says that so-and-so with the Eagles, and here he is, let's bring him on. And he's like, well, you know, I just think it would be a good idea. The Eagles have no comment. We'll go back to them. And like by the end of the night, they were bringing him back on so him to be like, well, you know, it was just something I was thinking. It was not really anything that I have any evidence of. I was just like, that is the NFL monster right now. People love the NFL so much. Someone can say something in the morning, 24 hours later, it's the biggest story in sports. And it's all just some bullshit that he made up. Yeah. He wasn't even reporting.
And it takes up that anticipation. Football, it takes it up, and it that build up, you're ready for it, and now it dilutes that. So, I mean, you know, the NFL is being greedy, and, you know, they're, you know, those greedy bastards, it's going to come. And I think with the NBA and these playoffs coming up, and, you know, again, I have to commend, we can talk about this later with the new commissioner. I mean, I think they're moving in the right direction. And the NFL, I think 10 years from now, if with the right class and talent that's coming in, I could see NBA trying to not say overtake it, but at least get into a strong two.
Yeah.
The NFL becoming like Tyler Perry on TV.
It is. Right. Yeah.
They just flooding you with all everything. The shit. When they were like HBO shows.
There used to be an off season in the NFL. I remember that. I'm not that old.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember when it used to be like, oh, nah, we're not talking about the NFL right now because no one's playing and nothing's happening. Now it's like every day it's like, Cam Newton stumped his toe in training camp. Let's go out there and look at them throwing the ball at each other. And you're like, what? This ain't football?
Yeah.
All right. Oklahoma City is playing Memphis for all the marbles. Game 7. Who y'all got, man?
I'm going with Oklahoma, man. I mean, Oklahoma. I think they're calling Mr. Unreliable will become reliable on Game 7. I think he will have a big game. Because now it's a different matchup. I mean, they have Reggie Jackson. I think he's playing great basketball. Mm. And you're going to have, your boy, they're both doing their thing. So I think I definitely have Oklahoma coming in and taking it out.
Nope. I'm picking Memphis. And you know why I'm picking Memphis?
Durant is doing this. I think Durant is going to do it.
I like the music for the home games better.
It is good.
Yeah.
And why would I want to listen to anything Oklahoma got to play at the home game? I want Memphis to win this shit.
I want Durant.
Have you ever heard the music in the background they be playing during the warm-ups bit?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Right. It's like homecoming to HBCU. That's what you want. You know what I mean?
Durant was 11 for 23, and Westbrook was 9 for 21. So they both was almost 50%. Last night, so that's good. And Reggie Jackson, 16. I mean, it seems to me like they found their James Harden for this year, where they need that other player to step up and create his own shots. And if Reggie Jackson keeps doing that, then they'll win.
Yeah.
This is exactly what, to me, this is exactly what their coach found last time they were in a tough situation against the Spurs, where he realized we just need a third person on the court that can score, and that was James Harden. Well, now they're trying to do the same thing with Reggie Jackson, and for some reason it's working. So I expect them to win the next game.
And one thing, too, I'm finding Durant because, you know, what's my man that's sticking him for Memphis?
Tony Allen.
Tony Allen. I don't like him. But you
why
know,
not y'all? You kind of play like him.
I you know, I've heard that too before. But you know, the thing about Tony Allen, though, that flop he did when he was holding his head and acting up like a little girl like that, I couldn't respect him. So I don't like him.
So you don't like LeBron either, then?
You know, I don't like LeBron's flops, but I have to take up for LeBron because so many people criticize him.
Then Tony Allen did the same thing.
We can, but we'll talk about it later with LeBron.
no, let's talk about it now. You talking about
flopping. No. It's just like everyone always criticizes LeBron, and I have to tell people, I am not the biggest LeBron fan, but you're making me be one because you're criticizing him too much.
Yeah, I don't even like. That's the thing. I think LeBron flops about as much as every player.
Yeah.
Like, but people act like somehow it's crazy when he does. It's like, nigga, he getting fouled more than everybody else
too. He does too.
Now, if you just said Paul Pierce,
he got hit in the throat, and I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Hot Fire Starter, and they was like watching the game as they were recording. LeBron got hit in the throat, and Tone, who was actually watching, was like, that's obvious, you know, like, he really got hit in the throat, damn. But Bob, who didn't have a game on, was like, oh, he flopping, basically. Like, that's how bad it is now with the hate on LeBron's, where it's like, he flopping. It's like,
and he's not
always flopping, man.
And then people just hate on LeBron just to hate on him, because it's like, okay, I'll go ahead and say it now. Even with Sterling's comments, LeBron articulately said, look, he has no place in the league. We can't allow someone like this. And then someone saying, oh, LeBron, what are you going to say about Jay-Z and Carmelo Anthony wearing a 5% ring? What in the fuck does that have to do with Donald Sterling's comments?
That's what I'm thinking about. What this got to do with you not liking Allen?
Because
you flopped one time.
LeBron
flops continuously.
I know. With
like
Allen,
LeBron,
too.
Saying LeBron has flopped continuously. Based off that logic, you should dislike him.
I know. I'm not saying with Tony Allen, too, though, this dude will play. Let's just say he makes one or two great plays. This dude is talking shit like he is a first all-star.
That's Memphis, dog.
Durant
that's
still dropped 36 points on you. It's still a mismatch.
Man,
you are doubling and triple
and
teaming
him. Basketball, Vic. How many cats you play with?
But he talks shit.
You score 1 point and talk shit for the rest of the day.
No,
the
I scored two points. I scored two.
Okay, two.
I scored two.
You talk a lot of shit.
I scored two, though.
That's why I told Allen reminds you of yourself.
Sometimes
and that's
no,
why
no,
you don't like him.
And you hate yourself.
I know, I'm Uncle Ruckus.
If you'd have said Paul Pierce flopping, well, you got to have a wheelchair.
I don't like him
take
either.
You out the game.
I definitely don't like him.
I could be like, you know what? That's kind of respectable. You know, all Paul right, Pierce flopping. All right.
Let's rein this. Let's okay. rein this back in. Okay, guys. All right.
Yeah. See, I knew this was going to happen with LeBron.
Who,
but Memphis,
who do y'all
they
have?
Got better music.
So, Justin has Memphis. You got OKC.
I got OKC. I think Durant and Westbrook, they're going to take it.
I'm going with OKC, too, because they're at home, and I expect Reggie Jackson, who's still just a role player, in my opinion, I think role players play better at home, and I expect them to go off.
It's going to be tough for Memphis. Conley in that thigh, that hand, I think it's his hamstring.
It's going to be tough.
Last night they pulled him out. It's going to be tough.
And I think Serge Ibaka, I think he's sort of getting how to stick Randolph. I think he knows a little bit. He's going to get about two. He always blocks Randolph at least two or three times that are big points.
Only healthy.
And so,
one-on-one, he can't handle Randolph.
He can handle Randall. Yeah. I think he can handle. Serge has done. He's done a serviceable job.
I don't think it matters that much because Serge's still getting his 15 a game.
Exactly, and that's the thing too. And it takes him out.
You know, it's not gonna like unless Randolph has one of them like 30, 40 point games, which he hasn't had in a long time. Then I don't think it really matters because it's going to get offset by whatever Ibaka does.
Now, Zach has a true old man game. He does not get off the ground.
He don't get off the ground.
But I watched him do the same move on Serge Ibaka that second game in the series like four or five times in a row. On the same block. He just continuously went to the, he either scored points or got fouled. And I was like, if Serge can't figure out how to stop that, I don't know why people consider him a good defender.
But he averages about three or four blocks in this series, and he steals, and he gets some good steals. I mean, he plays.
Hold up, though.
Why do people say that? Like, that's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No, you are saying it like it's a negative thing. Like, it's help D, so it don't count.
No.
Help D, help. It helps. That's why they call it help D.
All I do is play help D at the Y.
Exactly.
Like, you can win defensive player of the year off help D if you play it good enough.
No, I got it. Right. And that's all I'm saying.
Come to think about it, you play just like Serge Ibaka. You talking about me. No, your game is both similar. You have a little mid-sized jumper. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys play defense. You play a lot of help D. You and Serge are just the same. You rebound.
You hate yourself.
Vic said he can stop Randolph, and I said he can't. And that's what
I said he's a great defensive player.
All I said was he can only stop Zach when he helping out. I said, but one-on-one, he can't stop.
Well, Zach. He can't stop
the viewers,
him.
Can someone tell me what I said? I said he plays great defense.
He does play great defense.
He does.
I agree. But I don't think it's about stopping Zach Randolph. It hasn't been about it this series.
No,
like,
it's not. But that's the point Vic made. And that's all I was saying.
I think he's doing enough of a job. Anyway.
He's doing enough. That's the whole point I'm making. If it's in the fourth quarter and Randolph needs to make that big shot, or he's trying to, make that big play that's going to bring the team back in, Serge will get a block or he will get a steal like he did last game. Really, that hurt Conley. That steal that where he hurt himself, that changes sort of the tempo of the game. And I think that's what Serge does.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine, man. I think Oklahoma City's winning.
But do you think Durant will have a good game, though? I know you do, Vic.
I don't think he will.
I think Russell Westbrook's going to go off.
I think people are pressing to try to even say the last one was good. It's not.
I mean, it was good. It was good enough.
I'm sorry.
Good for a superstar? No.
It's not Kevin Durant good. It's not.
It's not MVP good.
And I think the only thing that Kevin Durant, I think what he's starting to do a little bit more, and hopefully I think he'll do in game seven, is that Tony Allen is only 6'4". That's what people are. He is six. Durant is 6'9", 6'10".
He's still a man.
He can just drive on him. I mean, and I think that Durant has been relying on his jumper, his 3-point. He was 0-for-7 even last game with 3-pointers. So I think this game, I think you'll see him drive more and more, because Tony Allen can't stop him when he's driving.
Yeah, but I mean, Tony Allen played like ball denial defense. Durant can't get position in the post. Like, the real key to shutting Durant down has been not allowing him to get the ball where he wants.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even his move, because, Scott Brooks is terrible at drawing up plays. They can't even get that dude the ball where he wants it in order to be effective. And Tony Allen, as long as he keeps winning that battle, which he seems to be, in my opinion, it's like, once Durant got it, it's not even gonna matter what he wants to do, because motherfucker gonna be out by the 3-point line trying to post up and shit. It's crazy because
Westbrook has turned it over at least four or five times in the series just from trying to pass him the ball,
trying to give him the ball. It's so crazy when people bringing up this whole thing against Westbrook, because one, if Kevin Durant's a fucking superstar, which they keep saying he is, I don't understand why 25 to 28 shots is not enough.
Yeah.
They tried to say, like, he get double teamed even when he don't have the ball.
Tony Allen's
doing a good job of keeping the ball out away from him.
He's also getting 25 shots a game.
Yes.
He's still getting shots.
I don't understand. When have we ever, as basketball fans, when have we ever had a conversation where we was like, yeah, man, I don't think 25 shots a game is enough for player X. Nobody does that. If it was Kobe, we'd be like, shoot less. If it was fucking LeBron, we'd be like, when did he stop passing? Kevin Durant, and we're sitting around. There was a game where he went like something like 10 for 28 or some shit. And people was like, why didn't Westbrook give him the ball more? Like, nigga, what? Like, he got four turnovers trying to get him the ball.
He did. He really did. I have to give Westbrook now. And I think Westbrook is a shaky shooter sometimes.
Yeah,
anytime he shoots, my heart is just like beating really fast, because it's like, I don't know what you're going to get from him. He shoots way too sporadic. But
Westbrook has
been trying to give him the ball. He really has.
But Westbrook would never admit that Tony Allen got in his head. I'll tell you that.
I don't think he got in his head. He didn't get in his head. I mean,
Durant said it. Hold on, Vic.
Durant said Tony Allen got in his head.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, I agree. Westbrook would never say that out loud.
And that's one of the differences of why what they need Westbrook, because nobody's gonna get in his fucking head.
Yeah, Durant. That's some shit Durant would say. Like, even if we saw Russell Westbrook obviously rattled by Tony Allen, he would never admit it off the air. Like,
because Westbrook is like a young. He's AI. He's Allen Iverson, where he shoots a lot. He don't give two fucks about it.
But he's a shit guard.
You know, he's a point. But Allen Iverson was a point guard.
But it's not even about point. It's not even about him being a shooting guard. It's really not.
No,
they don't run offensive sets.
They really don't.
He ends up with the ball with 4 or 5 seconds left so much that it's like, what the fuck do they want him to do? It's not even about being a shoot. If he played point, it wouldn't matter because someone got to shoot the ball if Kevin Durant can't get it. Man, like,
the other thing is sometimes he'll pass it. He'll get the ball with like 14 seconds left. Pass it again. It'll be right back to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what they want him to do.
Like, sometimes, because they don't have other scores. It's him and Durant.
And that's what I'm saying. And then, what was it? Last game when, Westbrook shot that lucky three that hit the backboard, the shot clock was running down. He had to shoot the ball. So, they need another score. That's why Reggie Jackson is doing so good.
And look at Reggie Jackson. It ain't like Reggie Jackson is coming off the pick.
Yo. Hitting it. No, like, he's just taking him.
They just giving him the ball and doing the same shit they do with Durant and Westbrook. Like,
that's it.
Take your man one on one. The dude can't coach. Scott Brooks is a terrible fucking coach.
They're not running plays. Like, they're not running. No. Reggie Jackson just takes him off. If they don't get.
Thank you.
I think he's gone. I think Scott Brooks is gone.
I would fire him if they lose in this round for sure. I'd probably let him go either way, but I would definitely let him go if they lose this round. But
because OKC is going to have to either play Golden State or the Clippers, and I don't see them beating them.
I have to think about that. Golden State's defense is not nearly as good as Memphis.
Golden State, Memphis is
a very unfair 7 seed because Mark Gasol was hurt the entire year. And it basically comes through right during the playoffs and notches them up to what I think should be like probably a 3 seed.
Yep.
So this is like really a 2 playing a 3 in the first round.
Yeah, at least top 5 in
the West. And then instead it's going to look like they got beat by a 7 seed, but it's like the best 7 seed ever. The Clippers are playing Golden State Warriors.
They couldn't pay hard neither, brothers.
They couldn't what? They could have. They could have. No.
They could not give him a max contract, Westbrook a max contract, and Durant a max contract.
They actually could have. They decided to pay Ibaka and
Kendrick Perkins.
They didn't have to make that move.
I think they needed a Serge Ibaka. No,
this is what they decided. I'm not saying. Yeah. I'm just saying theoretically they could have had him.
I don't think they could have.
But they could have. I'm telling you.
I don't believe it.
Listen, Vic, this is not an argument about like semantics. I'm saying they could have afforded to pay them with the money they had. They decided not to.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong with that. They paid Ibaka first, and that was, I remember when they paid Ibaka and I was like, that means they can't keep Harden.
Yep.
I remember having that discussion at the gym, like, yeah, man, so Harden gone. And they could get him to take less money. I was like, why the fuck would he take less money? If I was him, I'd be offended that they paid Ibaka. Like, I'm the one who got y'all motherfuckers out of the second round that year. Like, it wasn't him. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like Ibaka turned around on Duncan and started having 30-point games.
And they killed Perkins because they panicked.
Well, no, they already had Perkins. They signed Perkins to that big deal the moment they traded him for, for Jeff Green?
Jeff Green. They panicked because they
But that was
like
3 years ago.
Man.
I mean.
Right. But these are the decisions that lead to you not being able to pay Harden. And so to me, it's like they could have had him, but they decided to do some other things.
And they knew all those other things were coming up. Like, it's not like when you the GM, you know such and such contract expired. Like, think about it. We've been knowing for 2 years LeBron's is expiring. We know Melo's expiring. They talk about it all day, every day. He doesn't even have to keep up with it. If he just watch the news, he'll find out.
So I don't buy the whole, like, well, they couldn't keep him. No, they decided not to keep him 2 years earlier when they said we want to get Kendrick Perkins and we want to get Ibaka. They was like, oh, well, bye, James.
Yeah, we want the size.
Yeah. They said they came to him with some offer. He was like, nigga, are y'all serious?
Ibaka earned that check during the playoffs, hitting the wing jumpers for one game.
For one game. And then they still lost in the finals.
But I think they decided, well, Harden doesn't play any defense.
That's true too. I mean, I don't think it was as big a deal back then, but it is now. So Clippers play the Warriors. They play in LA. I think the Clippers got this, man. I think the racism jitters are over. I think, you know, they're just going to come out there. I think Golden State's not going to play as good on the road. And I said before the playoffs, they rely a little too much on that home court shit. And it's going to show up.
Golden State, man. It's like they lost their mojo, confidence, everything. The fake ass man of God, did he renege on some deal with the devil and now he?
Well, they won last night. I mean, the other night, right? So, I mean, I really just think it's that being on the road shit and they don't play defense.
And then I think too with Golden State is that, you know, I haven't seen Curry yet really, really come. I mean, the game they won, it was a game four.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Curry came out. He hit like 5 threes at the beginning of the game. He hasn't like lit it up yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that big playoff momentum.
He hadn't really been the issues. It's my other light skinned brother,
Clay.
Clay. That's choking every game. He hasn't had. He playing like dirt.
I don't know, man. I just think.
I made a mistake and refreshed it.
Oh shit! What? Oh, why would you do that?
I hit it by accident.
Hold on. Let me add you back. Let me see if I can get it to work.
Okay, I'm back.
You back? Okay. All right. But
Klay Thompson needs to have a good game. And it's hard when you got Lee out there playing scared too. I thought he was a smart player, like, and based off last year's playoff experience and, you know, the short time he played. But he's out there like he's scared of Blake. And you know, I know Klay the one that doing the shit I do at the Y, talking shit about somebody else, man, who don't gotta check him. And Lee really is out there playing scared when he had to check Blake or against him.
That's cause, they shouldn't have hyped him up, man. Like, Blake finally had a bad game, 8 for 24. When they get home, that's not happening. Like, he about to get in their ass. Like, this might be a blowout.
And the best thing that happened to the Clippers was Chris Paul sitting out all the time.
Sitting out all the time.
When he got hurt.
With the shoulder.
Oh,
okay.
With the shoulder.
Because now Blake feels, it made Blake, but Doc gave Blake more responsibilities, and so now Chris Paul didn't just sit there and dribble the ball for 20 seconds and then try to throw an alley over.
Chris Paul also only had 9 points last game.
And I think, well, you know, your boy, your boy Jordan, DeAndre Jordan had 25 points and 20 rebounds. I mean,
in game five.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, but you know, he gives you that dimension though. I'm not saying he's a great scorer, but he can score enough. And then so I think to me, the Clippers are the most complete team, I think, behind the Miami in the league. And I know that's a strong statement.
Yeah, that is very strong.
It's a strong statement.
Strong and
wrong. But they have the guys. I think on a good day, I think they can be the most complete team. They don't step up enough to the plate, but they have the most talent in the league.
Yeah, I would love to co-sign that, but they also are in a game seven in the first round with the Warriors. Like, that
Warriors are a good team though.
The Heat would get these niggas up out of here so fast.
I can't say that.
Are you serious right now?
I want to be clear. I want the Warriors to win solely because they light skinned.
Right.
And they got my light skinned brothers and they from Charlotte. You know, Steph being from Charlotte. Outside of that, they lucky they won these three games.
Yeah, he would get these niggas up out of here so fast.
And especially without a big man. Like, they got Jermaine O'Neal was starting, dog.
Yeah, man.
You got to have one.
Doc Rivers was about to slap Jermaine O'Neal game one of the series. Like, come on, man.
But anyway, so I get, for the record, I got Clippers. Justin got Golden State.
Yep.
What you got, Vic?
I got the Clippers.
Okay.
Yeah, they're out of there.
Houston's playing Portland.
Let's say they don't flag.
How the fuck is the Houston-Portland game only 5 games in?
Because you know what? They've been stretching their games out every 3 days.
Yeah.
Instead of every other day.
This is the funniest series, though, right?
It is.
Because I'm laughing at James Harden not playing D. I'm laughing at how good Aldridge is.
Killing Howard.
Killing these niggas.
I mean, and even Howard said the best thing you had to do is poison him. I mean, so yeah. Howard is even admitting as a three-time defensive player of the year that he can't stick him.
I just love that we were so right, man. God damn, we've been on Aldridge early, man. Now, Justin thinks he's one of the top five players of all time. I'm not.
Power forward.
What? Nah, I think you say he's the best power forward of all time.
Top,
right?
Yeah, I like him better than Duncan.
Yeah, see, I didn't go that far, but this motherfucking Aldridge.
You like
is
who
so
better than
true.
Duncan?
He likes LaMarcus Aldridge as the best power forward ever.
Man, I think you're smoking crack on
yeah,
that.
See,
first
I think
of
you're
all,
smoking crack
first
on
of all,
that too.
Let's preface this with this. This man gets a regular haircut on the regular.
See, these are the reasons that Justin has.
I have to respect that, first of all, over Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. Second of all, he has... second of all, he survived being in Portland without having bad knees for a big man.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
That's groundbreaking right there. As
that
it
is groundbreaking.
Okay.
All right. He was like, no. He was trilling up to be like, I don't want to play here. I don't like this team. They was like, but we can give you more and more money. He was like, give me my money. I'll hang out.
But
I'm here for the money.
Like,
if you don't like him as a player better than anybody else I named, like Tim Duncan.
You just like him as personality, but his game is not.
He can run with my squad, and that's clearly what I said. And especially when I picked my top five with the other four dudes,
yeah,
I didn't need another shooter. I just needed somebody that will play defense, cool as hell to hang out, will play his role. That's what I want on my team.
Tim Duncan came into the league giving you 20 and 10 a game.
He graduated from Wake Forest, the same university as Chris Paul. I can't respect anybody that went to that school. It made me not like Muggsy Bogues.
He came to the game.
It made me not like Muggsy Bogues.
And averaging 20 and 10 a game. I mean, like.
He went to Wake Forest.
He has the most complete game.
Bro, he went
really,
to Wake Forest.
This is really
And then look,
the
and you think about it, 14 years in, your boy KG, he can't even keep up.
Tim Duncan's
still giving him business.
Tim Duncan has never put
and
up
40-point games
in the playoffs.
He's older than KG.
Tim Duncan has never put up 40-point games in the playoffs.
Oh, but he only
LaMarcus
has two.
LaMarcus Aldridge doing it by his third year.
He only has two MVPs, so, you know, his MVPs matter. No one will remember LaMarcus Aldridge's two 40-point games.
Was LeBron playing when he got those MVPs?
You know. No, but exactly. Shaq was playing in the league still.
Shaq? We talking about Fat Shaq or we talking about
we're
young
talking
Shaq
about three-time
have we now crossed into not just hyping up LaMarcus Aldridge, but demeaning Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
Have we really crossed into this threshold?
Yeah.
I think
Tim Duncan swims. You're basing your argument on a man that just goes swimming on the record.
I think that Justin hates Tim Duncan.
He's from the islands. The Virgin Islands on top
this,
of that.
This is why I don't argue with his – with yeah. this. I just shake my
I
head.
I mean, now
– let the audience decide.
Tim Duncan is older. You see all the guys from the 90s. Everyone, even Kobe has slowed up.
Vic, you just got to let the audience decide.
LaMarcus Rubino.
Vic, you got to let the audience decide for themselves, man.
Okay, all right.
They heard the reasoning.
All right.
For Justin's reasons for why LaMarcus Aldridge is the best power forward of all time.
And
that's it.
And this season has proven me right so far. Even if he does nothing else in the rest of the playoffs, I'm cool with him.
Right. See, they see what kind of mind they're dealing with. They don't need us to go into detail as to why that's, you know.
I mean, we could break it down a little further. Tim Duncan came into a league where he had David Robinson's.
David Robinson
right
was an old guy.
Let me finish.
He was old.
Let me finish. He All had right. David Robinson's tutelage. And right. he has a better coach than LaMarcus Aldridge has ever had in his entire career. Imagine LaMarcus Aldridge balling with David Robinson.
I'm not gonna
and having a good coach.
So are we going to knock Michael Jordan because of that? Michael Jordan had Phil Jackson. He had Scottie Pippen.
Jordan, you didn't even like Michael Jordan until Pippen came to play with him. Then he was like, you know what?
No. You dare not say that. I just loved Michael Jordan since I first started watching basketball before he was
already in the league when you was born.
Yeah, he was.
this show is gonna be 4 hours, man.
I'm okay with that.
We're not even out of the playoff
I'm okay with
discussion
that.
yet. Anyway, man,
let's make up for next week.
The next game is in Houston.
But we pick it. I'm picking Portland.
So you picking Portland, you know, for the series, or you picking them to win next game?
Next game to hopefully, you know, end what? The series, which is tonight.
Yeah, maybe, I'm thinking they end the series tonight.
Maybe I'm going crazy on this, and you know what though? I'm gonna say it, and then you know what? I think Houston's gonna pull it out. Houston will be the second team since the Phoenix Suns when they played the Lakers when they were up 3-1 to come back and win it, because I think Houston. You see Houston. Your boy Howard and what's my boy from Turkey, they're finally learning how to play together. They can finally coexist on somewhat, and I think that they're going to pull it out. I think LaMarcus Aldridge, I think your boyfriend is he's tiring out, and I think he's going to tire out. And those 40 point games took a lot from him.
Not just no, but hell no.
Okay.
Houston not winning two in a row because motherfucking James Harden plays no, or Ames Harden, as I like to call him, because he wasn't hitting no J's and he wasn't playing no defense.
He's George Gervin's reincarnation. I
mean, it was real bad. Gervin. It was getting real bad for a while.
Second of all,
well, I was getting ready to get to that.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin not having two good games.
Yeah.
That nigga is out there like us being on the court. Like, I don't even know what he's doing.
He's
sometimes
missing layups sometimes. It's just like,
yeah,
dude.
he look like when the shoes stop working and like Mike.
Yeah.
Like, he just get lucky on plays where it's like, he'll be driving to the hole, somebody will knock the ball out of his head, and then it'll go to Dwight Howard, and then they'll get a dunk. And I'll be like, that's not good.
Well, I guess this is really hard. I mean, you know, Lin's first, like, playoffs, I mean,
no,
really,
it's
not, but it's like really though, really where he's really like, guys are putting a elbow on his chest. Cause he's a soft game. He plays a finesse game. He drives. He doesn't expect to get hit. He going in with these little tap layups and then they're like, right in his chest. Nah, bro.
They not going to win cause that last game, LaMarcus Aldridge called Dwight Howard a bitch to his face.
I didn't know that.
It might not have been last game. It was the game before.
Well, LaMarcus went 3-for-12 and only had 8 that last game.
Only because they
switched. Greatest power forward of all time.
Only because they switched and put a Sheik on him.
And like your boy Black Rob just said, you know, the best defense is a good offense. So
I think that's what niggas who lose say. That is the
Black
fucking
Rob, they're calling you a loser, man.
That is the call of the losing basketball player. And you know who best defense is?
Now he's saying he's being sarcastic because y'all jumping up.
He was being sarcastic because that's stupid. Best defense is the best defense, period, always, ever.
Did you see the name he quoted? He quoted Ames Harden.
Yeah.
Harden at the end of the quote.
Ames Harden be thinking that. Like, this nigga really hit a shot, didn't come back on defense because he was too busy stunting, and lost the goddamn game because Wesley Matthews hit a layup, man.
But he got pissed off though with Howard. Howard keeps driving in, and he knows it's less than a minute left. You can't shoot any damn free throws. Why are you gonna look? They're gonna foul you.
Blame the coach.
You cannot make free throws.
I like that pivot that you did right there. That don't got shit to do with him getting back playing defense though. It really don't got shit to do with him checking his man. Check your fucking man.
Yeah.
There's an 11 minute clip of him from this season.
Hey, oh, Rob, yeah, I know.
Not playing D.
Right. You remember we was joking, Vic, about him being late to court to represent us?
Yeah.
That's the argument he gonna use when he show up and why he late.
I was mad because this dude said some other shit. Dude, even in the loss, Wesley Matthews, James Harden, man, had 27. He Wesley Matthews, man. He not supposed to be doing these things. He is killing this nigga, man.
Yes.
God, James Harden, you are terrible. Go home, you're drunk.
Terrible at life.
Yeah, go home, you're drunk.
Save your beer.
Fine, last one.
Last series.
I'm going to be quick on this one.
So, Vic, by the way, Vic has Houston winning.
I have Houston winning.
Me and Jesse got Portland.
I have him.
And not just Portland.
Black Rob. I'm telling you, he's going to do it.
We got Portland.
Boy, Ames Harden.
I think that's the only series we agree on.
And me and Justin got Portland tonight. Right? Because I got tonight. I don't think this is going
Houston.
Back to Houston.
I got Houston winning.
Yeah, they have to win in 7 if it's the only way they can win.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Dallas is playing the Spurs. Hey, man, it was a nice run. and it was cute. Yeah. But these niggas going home, bro. They, like, they had to win on that Vince Carter bullshit three, and that's my man, because he from, you know, he's from the Tar Heels, so yeah. I always support Vince. But nigga, if that's what you need to win, you're not getting two more of those. Like, that was it.
Yeah, I think San Antonio's like, Greg Popovich was like, you know what? I'm going to play around with you guys a little bit, but nah, we're better.
Yeah, this. I'm sorry, man. I wish they could, but it's a wrap, man. They needed to win that game five so bad to win this shit, man. But I feel bad for them without
Dirk. You think Dirk going to make the game? Or is he still going to hang?
Dirk playing like shit.
Is he going to just hang out, you know, stay at home? He's not even going to make the game. He's going to stay stuck in traffic.
You know what's funny, man? It's unfair to say he's playing like shit. He's not playing to the level that I feel like he was capable of a couple years ago. Because he's not playing like shit. Like, people been saying that. He had 26 last game. You know what I mean? That ain't terrible. You know, that's 26 good.
Out of what type of shooting, though?
10 for 20? I mean, it's good shooting. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's first good game.
Well, in the playoffs, especially.
That's not good shooting in the playoffs.
It is in the playoffs because it's harder to play defense. I mean, it's harder to score.
Not for my star.
It's harder to score in the playoffs. I mean, it just is. Unless you're MJ, you're not getting
this was his first round, first time in the playoffs, maybe he was a...
And then he's older, too, though. He's
a
veteran in this game. He got a championship ring. If he don't know how to raise his level of play in the playoffs, former MVP...
You're being unfair to him. You're being unfair.
I'm not. This is the reputation he built.
You think it's unfair to hold him to a higher standard at this point?
This is the reputation he built.
I think, though, with the team that he has around him, who else can he really pass it to? Vince Carter.
Monte Ellis.
Oh, Monte. Okay, well, Monte Ellis.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
You know, Vince Lamar Carter, who, you know, is, you know,
averaging
good enough.
Barely 10 points.
They got a good center in Dalibert.
Oh, come on now. Dalibert is walking around in a cane. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't call him a good center.
But what they need,
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Only other score they have is Ellis.
Okay, here's the thing, though. He's Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, well, I ain't got no other scorers on the team, really. Nigga, you the scorer. It's you.
You're not playing power forward. You playing shooting forward.
This would be like if Kevin Durant came out and was like, ain't nobody else hitting. Nigga, you the problem, because everybody was you was hitting during every other game, and then we got here, and now you can't hit. Now, the thing is, I think Dirk is getting kind of a bad rap. He's inconsistent in this series, but he ain't terrible. Like, he just not Dirk. Like, he had 11 in the first game, which is terrible. He only shot 28%. 16% the second game, shot about 36% the second game, 16 points. But then he had 18, but on 53% shooting, which ain't bad, and they won that. Then he had 19, but that was 36% shooting, so that's pretty low.
How many rebounds he getting these
Rebounds.
We've never been a great rebound. He had 15 last game.
8, 5, 7, 7, and 15.
That's pretty good.
The last game, I don't think it's bad. The last game, 26, 15 boards, and they still took that L. Like, that's the one that hurts. Like, you finally got the game from Dirk that you like, this is what we expect from him, you know, in the big time situations, and you get beat by 10.
Well, and again, I mean, he's getting older. He's playing San Antonio is a great defensive team. And so, you know,
he's a great offensive player.
Yeah, but they are a great defensive team. And it's only Ellis and it's Nowitzki that you really have to focus on. So, I mean,
you still got to check Vince.
I mean,
you don't.
Me personally, I blame Sean Marion.
You got to check Vince.
I blame
you. Don't have to check, man.
I blame Sean Marion, man. He's always getting a pass for these games that he plays where he's terrible, and we just act like it don't matter because he got a broke jumper. But
we don't expect him to do anything.
But when he's always talking shit about how he should be the MVP and get the triple double, and when he was talking about when he was on the team with Steve Nash and Joe Johnson talking about he deserved more credit, this is why. Like, this dude is. He had eight points, then he had 20, 9, 4, and 6. 16% shooting in game 5? What? In game 4? 30%, 27%, Like, this dude's terrible. He's the reason they lose.
Man, they wouldn't have won the games they would have won if it wasn't for Ginobili, man, fucking it up for the Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ginobili is overrated as shit at this point.
He's been fucking up all these turnovers every game.
DeJuan Blair didn't play last game either. They needed him.
Oh, yeah. That
shouldn't have kicked that nigga in the face.
His old former teammate. It makes you wonder. Yeah. He must not have never liked Tiago. Tiago did get him the fuck up out of there, though.
Hey, man, Vince don't even start.
Nope.
Yeah, he had 28 off the bench.
Right. Killing.
Nigga.
You got to check him. That's what I'm saying. You got to check Vince.
Vince had 28 off the bench? Yo, man. That dude is sick with his shit, man. But yeah, anyway, man, I expect Dallas to lose. I think we all just said that, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So Dallas going
Jason Terry. Okay. They should have got rid of Marion and kept Terry.
I mean, even if they win the next game, I still expect them to lose the series. Like, they're not gonna win two against the Spurs. I don't care how well they know each other. Like, people keep bringing that up. Well, these teams really know each other, and
the Spurs gonna get the business by Portland.
They might, man, because you know LaMarcus, they gonna have to come out there.
Tim McKay, stop that, dude.
We got a couple emails. My man Pete writes saying, what's good, Rod and Justin and likely Karen, given the past few weeks? Well, you were wrong, weren't you?
She tried to be here too, man.
This is Dr. Dostax from the chat, and also likely the long Clevelander here. Y'all mentioned Cleveland enough that I feel I should fill y'all in on a few few things.
Oh, shit.
On the Ames Harren episode, y'all mentioned Bernie Kosar, and there was a bit of speculation on his health. Here's the thing with Kosar. He has concussions and is a drunk. Jesus Christ. So we was both right. Kosar has been like this for a few years, and the reason he loves Cleveland is because where the fuck else is he going to go? Cleveland loves him because he kept taking us to the AFC championship games, and because God hates Cleveland, he kept losing them. On the Cavs, just fucking hell. When Rod told Bomani the solution to the Cavs is to move the team, I completely fucking agree, because Dan Gilbert is a terrible owner. The fucking notion that the folks in Cleveland have, and yes, it is quite pervasive, that LeBron left because he couldn't face the challenge, and that Kyrie is the same, are maddening. And Kyrie is keeping his mouth shut about leaving because he knows how terrible Cleveland fans can be. Yeah, that's one thing. Y'all have scared the shit out of anybody that's going to leave that city. Like, niggas going to be leaving that shit like a thief in the night.
He already got his bags packed. Yeah. He's staying in the hotel.
They just going to wake up. Y'all just going to wake up, and he going to be like wearing another team's jersey.
The last half of the season, he was living in a hotel right across from the stadium.
Looking out the window like Malcolm X and shit. Here's the thing. If you can't rebuild Pompeii with nothing but your own two hands and nothing else, then great for you. But if you stand up covered in dust with hands bloodied and calloused and fucking told folks that you can't unburn down a city and undo what must be the wrath of an angry God, Cleveland fans are going to be the ones to call you a quitter for stating the fucking truth. If the Cavs tanked like the Sixers this year, then Gilbert would have ended the season with fireworks, a parade, and a Chip the Ripper performance, celebrating being the three-time winners of the draft lottery and acting like it didn't take sucking to get there in the first fucking place. Man, this dude is very upset with Cleveland. On a non-Cleveland note, fuck Clemson. Okay, that is a pivot. That aside, Dabo won't lose his job over this, because when was the last time any institution in South Carolina listened to something in their constitution or any of those federal laws? Exactly. This is going to be the first time they pay attention to the law. They don't give a fuck. I'm surprised Clemson doesn't have a Confederate flag on campus. Honestly.
I think they do.
They do? Okay. Yeah. Then what are you talking about, Justin? They're going to get rid of them. They don't give a fuck about him making them boys go to church, which I don't think is happening anyway. I think that's all a hustle. Davo still has his job because he got the fuck out of the way and let his coordinators do everything. Only reason they fire him is because if he fucks up and lose a bunch of games. That's what I think, too. I'm really sorry about the length. Keep up the great work. P.S. When I played football in high school, all of the light-skinned dudes on my team would sometimes gather together and sing Boys to Men songs after practice.
Oh, shit.
I say that to say that when Rod calls them on stuff, he's usually right. But I'll tell you this much. As much as I think that's terrible and hilarious, I guarantee you those dudes got bitches. I guarantee it. They might not got touchdowns, but they got all the hoes off of that shit.
You know, to solve the crisis in Cleveland, especially for the players that want to leave, they could leave if they promise to take two native Clevelanders with them.
They have a lottery. Right. It could be like the Hunger Games, yep. Except you get out of Cleveland.
Yeah. Then people would be less upset.
Yep.
Like, you just got to promise to take two with you, and that's worth it.
KD and Dat Antler call my player coach J.R. Smith. This is from Black Rob. What up, BDS? Couple of quick questions for y'all on the NBA. One, is it time we fully acknowledge that KD needs to spend some time in the weight room and add some size to his frame? He never going to be big, man. Honestly, it's a wrap.
It's like me trying to get big.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Some people don't have a body type to get big like that. So I don't think we're going to see it.
It's no excuse, though, Rob. Yeah. Black Rob. And the reason why, man, because I'm as slim as they probably going to get into why. But I still keep it trio down low.
Yeah, he just going to have to man up, man. Or he won't look bigger. He's just going to have to play bigger.
Yep.
I know he put in work last night to force a game seven, but there's no way Tony Allen should be shutting down KD and bullying him out of position like he has been all series. When KD first came into the league, he couldn't put up 185 at the combine. I remember thinking, I'm not sure what that means exactly, but it means something. It seems like the only time KD has ever touched a weight was in the Gatorade commercial where he had a nightmare about D-Wade swatting his shit. Yeah, it does seem like that. You know, I will say, man, like, a lot of this could be offset with a good coach. Because if a good coach gets you that ball coming off the screen, comes up with creative ways to, like, make your man have to switch, you know, like, they're not doing that. It's Tony Allen basically comes down, gets into KD's hip pocket, and just stays there the whole possession.
Yeah, I think Memphis even has a play where they put Gasol and Zach Randolph at, like, the free throw line and double pick, where they got runs through the middle of the both of them and closes it up, and it's an open top of the key three. Like,
right. They don't have that on Oklahoma City side. There's just no play calls. But it says here, I think we're seeing KD's lack of strength manifest itself as a weakness when he is able to be bullied by much smaller but stronger defenders, and when he has to bang with physical teams over the course of 7-game series. Do y'all think KD needs to get on Dat Antler and add 10 to 15 pounds to his frame in order to win the championship? I don't. I really don't. I think they need a new coach. And also, I don't think everybody wins the championship.
Yeah.
And KD his biggest obstacle is going to be.
Hey, Ryan, can you put me in again?
Oh, yeah, I got you. The biggest obstacle for KD is going to be, can he get healthy? Can LeBron fall off before he can, you know.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, we want something out of his game just based off his height.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time at the Y. We see the tallest nigga in there. We be like Julius, for example.
Right. Hey, big man.
We want you to go down low when his game is really just to shoot jumpers.
Yeah, he just tall. He not big, and he never going to be.
Yeah. And
also, if he got in the post, how do we know his shit will work?
Yep.
We just assuming that he doesn't have post moves? We don't know. This nigga don't got no post moves.
Yeah, so like Rod said, if they had a coach that would, he really just needs to be like Reggie Miller, just spot up on the side and baby catch and shoot.
No. I don't think he needs to be that.
Well, let me finish before you start talking.
Okay. All right.
because if he is a pure shooter, like we like to say he is, when he catches off the wing, he can either pump fake and go to the basket, or he's going to hit you with that three. And if you offset that, like if they'd have kept Harden, then they would have been able to do that, because you would have had two people at the top of the key, him and Westbrook, been able to handle the ball, draw the D in, and kick it to Westbrook on whatever side that they designed to play for.
That sounds way too much like basketball analysis coming from
the man
that was just talking about getting a regular haircut.
I think KD, he can. That's the thing that makes him such a great player, is that he can dribble. He can take you off the dribble. I think sometimes what he's been doing this playoff is he's been relying too much off his jumper, like a Reggie Miller, where he has been shooting well. Well, if he drives some, then I think that people will. Then I think that he takes that pressure off of his jumper. He relies on his jumper way too much sometimes.
I think the other thing that's holding him back is he need to brush that hair, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, he does need to brush his hair.
You got to get you a steel.
I mean, those beady beads. I mean, come on, dude. You make too much.
You got to get you a steel brush, steel tip brush, man.
Turk actually commented.
And he's balding, so
she
never talks
about anybody's LeBron hairline. She doesn't even think those jokes are funny. Right. She's just like, leave the man hairline alone.
Mm-hmm.
But she even commented on this. He not brush his hair.
Yeah, he got to brush that hair, bro. That's a big
thing. And his hairline, he's losing his hair.
I'm surprised Justin didn't notice that. After all this, he had to say about LaMarcus Aldridge.
I wasn't going to slander his hair. If I'm going to slander anybody's hair, it's going to be the fact that Dwight Howard is copying James Harden with that fucking mohawk. And his hairline is just as far back as LeBron's. Mm-hmm. And he had a nerve to put that picture up during April Fool's.
But, you know, one thing, I can say about KD is that he's never brushed his hair, even at Texas. Right. And so, you know, he's still the same guy who doesn't brush his hair. You know, he's rich.
Probably don't brush his teeth.
Man, I'm going to tell you too, man. Being at the Y, you realize just because cats play ball don't mean they got good hygiene, man.
Right. Exactly.
Some of them dudes had the worst hygiene. You feel like you smelling like from the other day when you play ball.
This is the first game.
That reminds me of when I was in college. I used to play ball at the park, and this one dude went to college with us. We used to call him Lil Penny. And Lil Penny stank. Like, it's like he never took a shower, man. Like, you be playing ball, you're like, what is that smell? Oh, it's Lil Penny.
And that's why I think Kevin Ollie would be the next great coach for OKC when they fire Scott Brooks, because if you look at Kevin Ollie,
he's going to the Lakers.
He has those 360 waves, and I'm pretty sure he can put on his durag. Yeah. I mean, he would put on his durag.
He already had his opportunity.
No.
Who?
Ollie, he played with Durant.
Yeah, but he could have passed on the knowledge back then.
Yeah, he's gonna burn, man.
But that's how you know Durant wouldn't listen to him. Because you know he tried to pull him aside. Hey, young blood.
Hey, man.
Listen, man, this right here is some Dax grease. Man, what you want to do?
I appreciate
that,
bro.
What you want to do? What, Durant, did you just throw this in the trash?
Nah, man. I don't need this shit.
Right.
Durant.
KD, I was looking through at your locker, man. I just noticed in the trash you threw my steel tip brush that I gave you for your birthday in the trash.
Is this going to help me score points?
Man,
it's going to help you. Yeah, it's going to help you with your overall, like, smoothness in your game and, like, confidence.
So what are you saying, man? I ain't good enough? Have you given this brush to Kobe?
I'm just saying you can rub a brush. Kobe don't need this brush. I'm just saying you can rub a brush to your hair once in a while, and maybe, you know, a toothbrush wouldn't hurt either, you know. I'm just saying, work on your hygiene, bro.
You know what?
He'll need to have his hairbrush.
Coach ain't bringing you back next year.
What do you keep in your bag anyway? Okay, you got a backpack. Do you even keep any brushes or wax or grease or anything in there? You just walking around with like a Game Boy or a Sega or actually Kevin Ollie old enough to be like, you walk around with a Nintendo in there. You got a Nintendo in your backpack or what, boy? He's like, get it. You know what? I'm going to talk to Coach.
Durant don't even brush his hair in his commercials, man.
Yeah. This is sad. Number two. I realize I'm a couple weeks late with this, but I feel like Balls D Sport is the only place with the courage to talk about what the Knicks really need to fix their problems. I feel like the answer is obvious, but no one's talking about it. The Knicks can be fixed with one simple change. J.R. Smith, player coach.
I actually like that idea. I don't know if they would win games, but I would watch all of their games.
I would watch all the games. Just think about it. Team morale would stay high due to JR's policy. Well, they would stay high due to JR's policy on allowing hoes in the locker room.
Good choice of words.
And on the team bus.
And don't forget, his brother would be the starting guard, too.
Yeah, you know that. He would introduce the NBA to his patented shit nigga get yours offense. Yeah, that's what they run at Dowd YMCA. Shit nigga get yours. Like, Dowd YMCA, the only place where I've made a good pass to somebody, and then they be like, why did you pass it? Like, it'll go out of bounds, and they be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
Like, make it a good pass. Nigga, you had a layup. Oh.
The Dell Y is also one of the few places that, you know, it's like, okay, I got my basketball, got my shoes, got this, let me put this back. I missed one important thing, my gun. Okay, let me put this in there. I got my gun. Let me get the gun. Okay, good. I can go. Oh, no, and my bulletproof vest. Gotcha. Yeah. And my knife, I need to shank somebody.
And I was up there one time, this dude was playing with knee pads. but not the type of basketball or sports knee pads. He had on like some gardener knee pads.
Hey, wait, hold on. Have y'all ever played with the dude that got the S curl? And every time he shoot, he'd be like, sit down.
Oh, yeah. He's a gospel artist, actually.
Yeah, man. I knew he did something religious. It was either something religious or pimping.
I thought something was wrong with him. He was like, you can't stop me. And it's not like he plays tough. He just throws hook shots.
Yeah, they are terrible shots. Yeah. They almost never go in, but he just talk. And he don't even really see it as talking shit to you. It's like he's commanding the ball to do what he says.
And then when he makes it, he goes, it's a simple hook shot. Picture like Tim Duncan never making a shot, but then talking junk after he does it. It's like,
he can only, the thing
is, and he doesn't post you up either.
He can only shoot the hook. I've seen him shoot the hook from three, dog.
Yeah.
It don't even go in, but he just, like, he be yelling at it anyway, like, sit down.
Supreme confidence.
And he's so nice, though, after. He say, hey, man, how are you doing? He's one of the few nice guys at the Dow.
I got in his shit one day, though, cause, I was playing him, and, he was doing that, you know, sit down shit. So then I start saying shit on my side, like, every time I shot, I'll be like, unstoppable shit like that, and then he just started laughing like, you crazy, man. I thought he was gonna want to fight. He was just like he was mad during the game. Then after the game, he's like, man, you crazy. I was like, yeah,
the Dow Y forces that homoeroticism because they don't allow bags anymore.
No, you can't. No, not upstairs, because some dude pulled a gun out,
right?
I mean,
right, so it forces you to go to the gay locker room.
Yeah,
the gay locker room. What's the gay locker room?
The men's locker room.
I don't know.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah. Well, you know something about this why that I don't know.
First of all, this is the why. Well, they had the guy that was in there molesting the children and in the shower part.
Oh, they did.
You're right. And this is also
me neither.
By the way, that doesn't mean that's not the same as gay.
That's
why I called it homoerotic. But this is also the locker room where I was at. And the two dudes, I was sitting there. This was when I stopped going to the locker room, where I started coming to the gym dressed in my balling gear, even in wintertime.
Yeah, who doesn't do that already?
At the time, I didn't realize that this was what they did at the Y. This was when I first started going to the Y. I would come from wherever I'm coming from, change clothes, down in the locker room, and two dudes was sitting there having a conversation, but they both had their towels on their shoulders instead of around their waist. And they were standing there. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I think that's what just some older guys do.
That's just a white thing.
But that is why I stopped going into the... That's actually why I stopped going to the locker room. I stopped going to their Y.
I won't lie. I avoid the locker room, too.
But Harris, why they do that too, though.
I'm not comfortable. Yeah, Harris.
Well, I found it out. It was a general YMCA thing.
Yeah, it's a YMCA.
But at the time, I thought it was a Dow Y thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's a gay. That's just the.
I'm like a locker room ninja. Like, I'll go in there for one specific purpose. Yeah. Like, I need to pee, or I need to change my shirt, or I need to, like, it'd be like in and out within like 45 seconds. I don't go in there and hang out.
And they don't have a family locker room like they do at Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He said, we need this to happen. Maybe then we could care about the Knicks like Larry Brown and all those fuck ass sports writers want us to. Peace, y'all, Black Rob. Hey, man, I would be down for an entire season of fucking.
Could you imagine the post game?
J.R. Smith.
Post game interviews? Those would be so classic with J.R. Smith.
Like, so J.R., what was that offense set that y'all were in at the end? It was give me the ball. Shit. All I was trying to get a shot.
But did you run a set play so that Melo could get it before? No, actually, he just faster than them other niggas. And he,
he be saying nigga a lot.
he threatened to punch people in the face.
I just told that nigga to pass the ball, man. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. And I don't forget too. He wants to be a rapper, so
I want to see those. I want to see those halftime interviews and shit.
He gonna be like,
Coach Smith, what are you guys planning on doing in the third quarter, after
we about to hit this right here, right quick, though. That's what we about to do.
People like, man, shit, I'm high as fuck now. What happened in the third? Like, when Vince Carter had 25,
and like, it's an hour going by, they're still in the locker room at halftime.
I mean, the plan is the same as always. We about to shoot this shit and we about to ball, dog.
Like, shoot this shit and blow this shit.
We about to ball, about niggas. Yeah. Shit. I don't even know what you talking about. Get on these hoes after the game is what we about to do.
Yep.
The owners, we've already talked about Sterling on the regular show. We didn't talk about it here. Donald Sterling was caught saying some racist shit on a private phone conversation with the mistress that he loved and trusted. That violated his trust while he was violating his wife's trust.
I can't believe the nerve of her.
And then that no one's talking about Tiger. Everyone talked about Tiger Woods with this. Even your boy Dwayne Wade. But no one has really addressed that this man is a married man. They keep saying his girlfriend, too. Mm-hmm. Donald Stern's girlfriend. No.
Girlfriend.
That's his side piece. That's his mistress. Tiger Woods had a mistress. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade had a mistress. This guy cheats on his wife. Tiger Woods has a girlfriend.
Tiger Woods did not have a mistress.
Yeah, well,
and he had a flock of.
Okay, all right, but still though.
Yeah,
okay,
he had a flock of hoes.
But if this was if Donald Sterling did this though, it made me seem like they would even say even then if he were Tiger Woods, they would have been like, you know, Donald Stern's girlfriends.
No, well, she's a girlfriend because he took her out in public. That's why.
Hey, well, hold up. Flock of hoes is the best shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's what he had.
A flock like birds. Yeah. Like they fly together. Yeah. A flock.
A hoes.
Oh, that is ridiculous. School of hoes, like fish. That's good. Flock of hoes. But yeah, they called him his girl. They called her his girlfriend because he be with her.
Yeah, he took her out in public.
Yeah.
Like,
she said they weren't even fucking. Her, I mean, I don't know if I believe her, but her assertion is, we don't even fuck. I'm just with him to make him look more like powerful. Cause, and I mean, can you really put it past him? I mean, at this point, we obviously see how much he cares about public perception of him. He obviously said he didn't care about her fucking dudes. So maybe he really was just, maybe they weren't fucking and she was just there as some, you know, as arm candy to make him look better. He's 81. I mean, what is fucking like for him?
Everything you said, I agree with completely. And she does look better than his wife. No disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect.
But, she's younger than his wife. So in theory, she should, you know, look younger and better. Everything's a little firmer and tighter.
She's 38, probably, or 31.
And
or
can
21.
I say that if I was her age, but my girlfriend was his age, I'm gonna need some $1 million gifts. So I'm gonna need my own place. So I'm gonna need expensive cars.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing I don't like about this conversation, right? People keep trying to control the narrative and be like, nah, don't call her a gold digger. I'm like, it's your fault. What's so bad about being a gold digger?
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
Dudes
just don't have this as an option. If we had this as a real option, as a viable option, we would know somebody that's a gold digger just because somebody would do it because it is easy. This is much easier than going to college and trying to be somebody and all this shit and working for your family and then having a mood of Raleigh and being
right.
Shit. Like, it would be much easier to just hit the gym three hours every day
and be like,
go fuck some old lady and then get your fucking rent and bills paid.
Yeah.
Yep. Not just your rent and bills paid, but a fucking Ferrari.
For courtside seats every game of the Clippers. Like, I would go watch WNBA courtside.
Right.
For if you were going to pay my rent. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Not pay your rent, but buy me an apartment.
Listen, I'm saying pay my rent because that's my
you a house.
That's my price.
Yeah.
She is balling compared to me. You know what I mean? It's like, she worked this shit way harder than I would have. I would have stopped at like, fucking bus pass and a nice apartment.
And you know, I mean, people are trying to victimize him. Like, oh God, you know, his private phone call he was being recorded.
Right.
You know, this and that. I feel bad for him. But if you don't remember, Barry Bonds, when his leak, when that leak happened, he admitted to unknowingly or whatever, knowingly taking steroids. This was a private record
with
to
Congress?
A grand jury. No, to a grand jury. This was never supposed to be leaked out. It was leaked out to the press.
Right.
And this was basically his downfall. People didn't care about that. The fact that he admitted to steroids, people cared about. The fact that this man admitted to saying, I don't like you being around black people. He called us the enemy.
Now, I'm not going to compare a young woman that was working fine at the drive-thru at McDonald's getting her come up. You know what I mean? I'm not going to compare that. She came up, and good for her. Like, she's not out here tricking these dudes, convincing them she's not ratchet. She's out here saying, look, I am who I am.
Wait, what are you talking about, Jesse?
Them like Evelyn Lanzada or some of the other.
No, I mean, but who was the woman that was working at McDonald's?
Yeah. I imagine that's probably what she once was in life.
Oh, nah. Yeah. I mean, everybody probably worked at McDonald's.
I don't even care.
But some
though.
Of them get stuck.
She is.
I'm saying some of them bad chicks get stuck.
I'm just saying.
Like, what went wrong? Because she should have a sugar daddy.
Look, she is a gold digger.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't care. And I don't even care. It's like,
yeah, I don't care.
I don't care what she was. Yeah. I don't care if she was a prisoner. Or I don't care.
I saw something this morning from Ebony Magazine that was like, why do we need to talk about her as a gold digger and start talking about her as a whistleblower? Nigga, what?
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Stop trying to change. We know what happened. Stop trying to make these people into good people. This is just some salacious ass rich people problem shit.
Yeah.
That leaked out and got this man exposed as a racist, but
she was screwing an old man. Yeah. Okay. Well, she got paid allegedly. Okay. Well, she was with an old man. Yeah. The fact that she slept beside an old man, I don't care. Right. But the fact that she did it, oh well. I even say Jose Canseco was a dirtbag or scumbag or whatever, but he wrote a book. He exposed people for frauds. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was it. I mean,
I don't even care about the Barry Bonds shit.
Like, me neither.
I think it's funny that people care at all about how someone gets caught. Cause honestly, once it's out there, it's out there. It's like, Adam, Silver said in his press conference, which I thought he did a great job at. But he basically was, when they were like, well, don't you think it's a slippery slope that a private conversation can blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it's public now. You know, like, what am I supposed to do? Not act on it? Yeah. We all fucking know.
That's
like, it's like Riley Cooper when he was saying, right. I will fight every nigger here. Oh, and what? He was being recorded? I mean, he wasn't. Right. I mean, he didn't know he was being recorded.
Right.
So, I mean, what? Do we just say, oh, man, you know, poor Riley. You know, we shouldn't be doing this to him. No, it's out there now. So, it's there.
It's his fault. Like, his conversation should have been with her.
And he has a history of it.
Hello? Mm-hmm. What's her name? Vivano?
Steviano.
Yeah. V? He should have been like V. She'd have been like, is this Donald?
Mm-hmm.
V?
Wait, hold on.
Why is my dick dry?
Would you like some juice, honey?
Why is my
juice?
Why is my dick dry?
Honey, talk it to the mic, honey. When you talk about your dick. Now, what were you saying about the Negroes?
Yes.
I said, why is my dick dry?
It's probably dry because Negroes don't work hard. Is that you were saying something about that?
No, what I'm saying is you need to be over here on your knees.
Because I'm half black, honey. Okay. That's how whole control goes.
That should have been like, why were y'all, side chick.
The whole time I was listening to the recording, I was like, why are you having a conversation?
I mean,
obviously don't respect her as a person because everything he listened to her was like he talked to her so condescending, like, okay, I see you trying to have thoughts.
Yeah, he's right. Like, yeah. And, you know, I have to say, in some extent, she was making some sense. She was like, you're Jewish. Like, do you know that Jewish have been, discriminated against, people who hate them? He's like, you know, he's just whatever. You know what? I don't even want to have this conversation with you. You're making sense.
He said, okay.
You're not allowed to make sense.
It wasn't even making sense to him. She might as well have been talking in gibberish because to him, he was like, racism is my thing. But I'm 81 and you knew I was racist.
Exactly.
Are you like, why are you talking to me this time? Because you could tell she didn't talk to him like that all the time. Mm-hmm. He's like, why are you bringing this shit up this time? And it's obvious that it was because she was recording it.
And, you know, I had so many problems with this recording. First, I love Michael. Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think he's been great on and off the court.
Yeah, yeah.
But he really said, I don't care. Sleep with them. Just don't be seen in public with them.
Nigga.
You would rather a man with HIV
nigga, what?
Sleep with your girlfriend than to be seen in public.
But see, really? That's why I know they not fucking.
Yeah.
Because you don't say that to somebody you're actually having sex with.
You know what, though? I just think that he just doesn't like black people, or
he doesn't
that much. Don't
go on a limb there.
Yeah.
he might still like some.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't, but I'm just saying, like, the idea, like, when he said that, everyone else read it like, that's how much he hates black people. I was like, no, he's not fucking her, so he don't care. Like, go get AIDS, bitch. Just keep the niggas off the Instagram. That's all I ask.
But here's the next thing too, though. He's talking about how his colleagues are getting on him about him being seen with her being seen with a black guy. His colleagues are billionaires. His colleagues are wealthy people. If he thinks like that and they think like that, people say, "Oh, racism is over." That makes me a little concerned. And like, the people in your circle, which I'm pretty sure are all powerful people, are that racist too. How does that look for me when I'm putting in that application?
I don't necessarily believe that this is cut and dry as that. I don't take his word for that. This is just the world I live in.
Yeah.
I don't think there is this huge network of people around him that all agree with his views. What I think is, he probably hired or has someone that checks her shit and reports back to him. Cause he was like, "Danny told me that you didn't take down all the pictures and shit." I was like, "Who the fuck is Danny or whatever his name was? And why is he giving you a call to let you know about the Instagram?" I wouldn't be surprised if he hired a dude because he's that racist.
But here's the thing, he did say, he acknowledged that there are black Jews, which there are, and there are white Jews. He says there's a difference. You treat them differently. That's just the way it is. And so he's acknowledging that, you know, there are black, we have to treat these black Jews differently, but the white Jews have to get the admiration and, you know, and so.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with my point, though. My point is, it could just be he's so racist, he's seeing the world in a crazy way. I think people that are that level of racist, like, I could put it this way. A dude that's that racist, I could take a picture of my dick and take a picture of a white dude's dick that's the same length, and he would be like, "Look at that big black dick." Because he's that fucking racist. Like, in his mind, it's completely different than reality at this point. I don't think there has to be some cabal of people that are like, "Oh my God, it's Donald Sterling's woman being seen with black men." I don't even think it's sitting around like that. I really think in his mind, he's made up this like world where everyone's just worried about niggas all the goddamn time.
And I guess this is where we're going to have to disagree on, is that I don't think that he's made it up. I think that for such a long time, that is a part of his world because of his surroundings as well. Now, I'm not making an excuse for it. That's a shitty surrounding that you're around. But I think the people that he's around too hold these similar views. And
I mean, that might be true, but I don't think I guess what I'm saying is, I don't think it's like majority opinion or even like a significant amount of people. I really think that is like people been saying this shit, right? For example, well, of course he thinks that. I bet all the other owners think the same thing. They just didn't get caught on
tape. Oh, no, yeah, yeah, no.
I don't have that level of distrust for just anybody.
No,
yeah, that's
no.
That's a lot of collusion going on.
I wouldn't say that.
Like, I just feel like I think he might keep people in his life like that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think that it's just, even then, I don't think it's a huge amount of people. I think he's just that fucking racist, man. And, like, even if, I guarantee there are people in his life that would see that. Cause think about this. He's dating a black and Mexican woman. He's dating a black and Mexican woman, right?
Yeah.
But
he doesn't see her necessarily. Is that he told on the tape, he's saying, you know, being around black men doesn't, you, he said, "I want you to be this innocent white
not
Latina
delicate
girl." And so he wants her to be an innocent white.
No, delicate, not innocent.
Delicate, I'm sorry, delicate. A delicate white Latina girl. So, I mean, he doesn't necessarily see her as black.
But my point is, if he had this crew of people around him that are racist, they would see her as black. No one looks at a picture of that woman and goes, "Oh, that is an innocent Latina, whatever, delicate." Yeah. Most people would go, "Oh, you're fucking a black chick."
They, And not only that, but he couldn't be seen with her the same way she can't be seen with anyone else. The fact that he can be seen out with her says he has a problem with black men.
Right. A lot of it's from him too.
She really couldn't even take pride in her race. He was like, don't talk about it.
Yeah, do it privately.
A lot of it's from him. I think he uses society and other people
as a cop out
for, and I mean, maybe justifiably so, but for his views where he can be like, well, society sees shit as racist. So I'm not the real racist. I'm just playing by the rules. I'm just playing by the rules of racism. Okay.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that part. Yeah. But I think though, this is what I'm trying to say too, is I'm not saying that he has a coalition, or as they say, the League of Friends, League of Friends, where they're all in a cave and they're figuring out how to bring down black people.
Right.
No. I think even if it's just two other people that hold these views, my point is they're probably billionaires, hundreds of millionaires that really, I mean, in this society, money brings power where they can really change things. So that's my point, that even if it's just two in those high positions, you know, even, I mean, that lawsuit he had when he was kicking out black folks out of the house.
Yeah, well,
it was just maybe him, but he made a great impact on it.
It was him and his wife, but yeah, to me, that's way more destructive than anything said on the tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, I've been saying it from day one. I'm partying off the tape. The tape funny to me.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. I don't have this, like, anger about it or anything, because it's, to me, mostly because I've been friends with and been following Bomani Jones forever, I already knew. So to me, it was more like, wow, this to me is like catching Capone on tax evasion.
Okay.
He's evil as shit, but it's not really because of this.
Not the murders.
Right, yeah. Not the murders, but you didn't pay your taxes.
Yeah.
You didn't file your corporate taxes right, so we got to take you to prison. Like, to me, he got caught up on some bullshit, because honestly, if they would have recorded, say, Mark Cuban having this conversation, I would have been like, man, that's just fucked up that he got caught up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I wouldn't even have said on some real shit, I wouldn't even have been like, I think he is necessarily going to get his team taken away. But this dude has such a history that I was like,
got a reputation.
Yeah, you can't ignore this as a one-time slip.
And then this brings the further conversation, though, because, you know, one thing about it, I don't know whether the viewers do, the listeners do this too, is, but when I hear like the news, I will just go to the comment section as well, because I like to see like how, not just I feel about it, I want to see what people are saying about this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you know, Donald Sterling, you know, he got caught up. Or they're saying, oh, you know, Jay-Z did this and that. Larry Johnson called for an all-black league. Where's the it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, you know,
the response to me just hasn't been where I would think it would be at. And you know, and this is 2014. Had someone said this about gays or whatever, I would be the same way as far as offended.
Yeah, I think honestly, man, what's happening for a lot of men is the tie that binds is cheating on your wife. Yeah. So a lot of men don't give a fuck about any of this. It's just, how the fuck is a side chick gonna fuck up somebody's life?
Yep.
Because there's broke niggas that don't agree with a side chick being able to fuck up your life. And you're seeing a lot of ignorance come out behind that too, where a lot of people are like, how dare a person that I'm cheating with, I'm not even married to, go out here and think they had the audacity to expose me. It's like, nigga, this the risk of cheating.
His wife wouldn't have been trying to sue her.
Yeah. But you see a lot of it filter out, where you see people saying shit where it's like, it'll be like, well, I just think it's a private conversation in America. You had a right to be racist, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, that's not really why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Like, if this would have been his wife leaking this tape, like, if it just would have been his wife saying, I recorded him saying some shit and I'm putting it out there, those same people wouldn't be on some like, well, you should be able to be racist and have a they'd be like, well, damn, I mean, the nigga racist, he got to go.
No, I don't think so. I've been reading the comments on that. And when I heard LeBron talk about it, like, LeBron needs to talk about Jay-Z saying Jay-Z's racist. Or they said, oh, Larry Johnson said he wants an all-black league.
We're talking about two different points, but let me take it back one second. Instead of saying his wife recorded privately, let's say he had a fucking press conference.
I don't think people give a fuck. That's what I'm saying.
Let me finish. Go ahead. Let me finish, please.
All right, go ahead.
let's say he had a press conference and he just said, I put food on their blacks. They all that, like all that shit about his players that mm-hmm. we were like, that sounds like a plantation owner. Nobody would be like, oh, he should still be okay with the league should be okay with him owning the team. Everybody would be like, those comments are problematic. But if you frame it in the, hey, this jump off recorded this man without his consent, blah, blah, then all of a sudden it's, well, no, this bitch shouldn't be able to take him down.
I think so. They would do that not because of it. They would do that because there would be no argument. They would not have something to argue against. They don't have anything else to say. I think that's why they would be like, oh, well, you know, he has to go. But the reason why they're trying to, because people are trying to make gotcha moments. Everyone on the ESPN comment section that I'm saying, it's not about the girlfriend recording them. Everyone from what I've seen is saying black people are just as racist as white people. Yeah, black people say like the N-word there.
Yeah,
black
that, people I think, do that.
That's what I've been hearing more in the conversation.
I agree. I think those are two different issues. What I'm saying is, Part of this okay. is because of the source.
Okay, yeah, okay. Like if it wasn't, I agree with you on
like,
that.
Like, there would be less debate if it wasn't because of the source.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you
like,
on that.
So right, and then the other part is, and like I said, I agree, is this whole like, well, you know, and we've been doing this for forever, but the, well, what is racism? Is white when black people say such and such? Isn't that the same as?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think so.
And you know, I can see why people are trying to make that argument. I haven't seen it a lot, honestly, but I've seen it a lot. I don't go to the comment sections really. I've kind of filtered my social media experience to kind of take out the stupid. I also haven't seen the First Amendment argument a lot because I just don't.
I've seen that a lot too.
I just stay away from like if like you say some dumb shit to me on Facebook, Twitter, I just block you and move on. Like I'm done talking to dumb people. I'm fucking 35, man. I don't have the time in my life.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I don't even like talk to them. I just like just to read the section and just see like where America is like at with this. And
I understand. You know, and I've done it before too.
And that's just my point. It's like picture. And I told, and I think G off on the he made a comment on it on Facebook, and I looked at it. And, you know, a lot of people under his comments were like, he's 80 years old. He's an old man. Old people say whatever they want. He should have a right to say whatever he wants. So what? Get over it. I'm like, he called my race the enemy. He has had a pass with the race. If Michael Jordan did some shit like that, as much as I love watching Michael Jordan, I would not support another Bobcat.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is,
black, white.
People are always like, well, white people, you know, have to always say the right thing and all this shit.
Yeah, and that's what they say.
But what they don't understand is that black people already have to always say the right thing.
Exactly.
If Michael Jordan came out and even with no white people on this fucking NBA team, if he came out and said some shit about how white people are inferior and got caught out there like that, he would be on the chopping block.
He would.
Like people, like it would, and the pressure would be coming from everywhere, not just the NBA and the players. It would be coming from like, fans, it would be coming from media outlets like this dude got to fucking go. And this shit was one of those examples. I think it's just a perfect storm of his past as a racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Combining with what I think is just a very salacious recording, but not inherently. To me, I think there's a ton of people that can identify with not wanting their girl to have pictures of her with niggas on Instagram. I know dudes that's broke and they just on Twitter that's like, well, can you take down these pictures of you with these men?
That and it's just
Magic
like
Johnson though.
I mean, think about it, Vic. You've heard plenty of black mothers say you can't bring no white man or white woman to this house. You know what I mean? Like it's he just got caught out there with his mistress when he should have shut the fuck up and treated her like a mistress.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he wouldn't have just been like. I don't know. He's 81. I'm guessing like he spent all this money on her and shit. But out to me, it just seemed like, why just get another one?
Yeah. And then, you know, for me too,
this one is broken.
Yep.
And for me too, like, and I just have to go back to the LeBron thing. Yeah. And, you know, LeBron and I don't know how you guys feel too about the reactions to everyone. Mm-hmm. Where LeBron, you know, basically said he has to go, yada, yada, yada. And I was reading this section again where people are saying, well, you know, LeBron doesn't, you know, he needs to shut his pie hole up. He doesn't do anything. And then someone commented under there, LeBron is articulate. He makes a lot of money. He does what he's doing. He's worth $320. He done all the thing off the court. And then someone put under it. He has tax accountants. He has this. He has a market. He has this. And people support it. And it's just, again, it goes back to people still look at LeBron like this hood, you know, dude who, you know, is a hood. Even though he's never been arrested, he has all these, you know, great things about it. And again,
wait, what is Larry Johnson's official capacity with the NBA anyway?
Exactly. He's not. But people are trying to do the aha, gotcha moment.
Oh.
They're trying to say, well, you know, you punch me in the face, Rod, but you know, your wife, you know, punch my girlfriend, sister, cousin in the face. I'm like, what does that have to do with your, like, what does that have
well,
to do?
I only
with
read
that?
YouTube comments.
And so, you know, yeah. And again, I wanted to read it just to see where we were at, especially yeah, I know I was coming yeah. up here, but
I'm not reading
it. It's just
really.
People don't.
But look, the thing is, LeBron said what he said, and nobody's going to be able to say do shit about it. I just respect the fact that the best player in the NBA has a backbone.
Yeah,
as opposed
exactly.
to so many other times. I'm glad that he's got, like, to me, this is the fruition of the decision. You know, this is what happens when you experience both the positive and negative sides of fanhood, both the positive and negative sides of dealing with race in this country. This is what happens when you make leadership decisions that come into your own. And, this is what happens when athletes make money. They have guaranteed contracts. Cause by the same token, I don't think this could ever happen in the NFL.
Cause
the NFL is far too close to a plantation compared to the NBA. Like, no guaranteed contracts. You have a fucking racist name for a team. Like, it's a completely different type of league. Whereas, the NBA players have been empowered, you know, even with their union taking a 7% cut on their pay, these guys still have agency where they can combine and be like, look, guys, just the theory. I don't necessarily believe they were going to, but even the theory of a boycott in the playoffs is enough to be like, that could happen. Like,
and especially in these playoffs where it's been amazing.
And it could happen in the NBA. I don't think in an NFL game, I would never think it could happen. Not in a million years.
And it's too many people.
There's not
people on that team to unite.
Not just that, but every single person in the NFL is on a one and done contract, basically. Like, you get injured, they find a way to get rid of you. Like, every play could be your last in the NFL.
NFL players get paid the less out of any sports league.
Right. And they have the most, like, you know, droppable contracts. So it's like, I could never picture this happening because those players haven't been empowered like this. Shit, I haven't even heard NFL players speak out on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are those quotes?
And it's off season, so they have the time. Yeah. They're like, oh no, Roger Goodell might suspend me.
Right.
Oh, Massa might suspend me. I ain't about to say business. That.
Roddy White got something to say about everything. Where was he on this? You know, but anyway, my point being, like, I'm not really concentrating on the comment section because they don't control anything. You know what I mean? The comment section pretty much is Donald Sterling. But as far as,
I think it's
like,
America, though. That's my
thing. I agree, but they don't control shit. It's a bunch of people that don't have control over their own lives venting through the internet.
That's true. You have a lot of trolls.
Yeah. Like the fact that some of the most reprehensible comments are coming from people that have dogs as avatars and funny pictures as their, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
You're not seeing these people that are posting, like, you know, like, and that's the internet for you in a nutshell, but when people put their names to it, that's power. LeBron James putting his name to this shit is power. Adam Silver putting his name to this shit is power. Michael Jordan, the TNT studios, like, that's power. Yeah. And, you know, matter of fact, speaking about some more people, Mark Cuban, man, really a coward. Did not expect to see that. I was shocked. Yeah. This dude is railed against every rule change, every referee call, always morally outraged with the league. And here's a situation where he has a chance to actually say something significant. And I was surprised to see him pull back the reins so far.
Yeah, he did, because when it first came out, he just said the comments are what they are. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to just let it be.
Right.
I'm not going to say anything on it. And he was. He was.
And then the second time it was, well, the comments are reprehensible. We all agree on that. But we don't want a slippery slope where you can lose your team. It's like, you know, and I understand why, because he hasn't always been a popular owner, and there's probably been times where he felt like if they would have called it to a vote, he might have been kicked out of the NBA. He couldn't even get a baseball team because they didn't like his reputation.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, and as much as I don't like Skip Bayless from First Take,
yeah,
but you know,
since you agree with him,
I have to say this is one time okay. I do agree with him. You know, when he made those comments about Kenyon Martin's mother mm-hmm. being, he said, "Your son is a thug." That was a racist comment. Mm-hmm. And I think like Skip Bayless said, because the two crews, Stewarts, they were on the show. And they said, you know, they'll.
Two live stews?
Yeah, two live stews. Yeah.
I gotta write that down. Two crews, Stewarts. Yeah, that's terrible.
That was awful. I have to say, Vic, I apologize to the viewers for that. But, you know, they were on the show and they gave him a pass. And Skip Bayless said, you know what? I'm so disappointed. From you guys, he was looking at you, from you guys, that you guys don't think he should be suspended, fined. This was deplorable. And it was. And I think I don't know, maybe Cuban has the back of those thoughts in his mind, what he said. And, you know.
I mean, I get what he said. I understand it. But it's one of those moments where you're like, you're so fucking bold with everything.
Exactly. Yeah, you are.
It's such the toe of the company line. Like, and he clearly was trying to be like, because I think he said it before Silver dropped.
He did.
So I know
he said it like the next day when it came out.
So I think that he and like a lot of us actually were not expecting him to be banned. They were not expecting him to be forced to sell the team.
Yeah.
So he was just like, man, I don't think they're going to do that because, you know, what if they do it to me? That's all he could think about. But he couldn't think of the bigger picture, which is this is morally wrong. And if
I am most awful comments to ever come out,
he couldn't think to himself, if I do something that fucked up, which I never will, I should lose my team too. That's what he should be thinking, in my opinion, which is we should not tolerate this. And if I did this, it would be bad and I shouldn't own a team.
And I think that's what people say. Oh, you know, those are just his comments. He should have it right. And I think it's like, who wouldn't, you know, and someone said, and this was a funny comment that someone made, you know, someone said, you know, if we all put tape recorders to our house, we probably say things that are probably out of control. And
everyone who says shit like that.
99% of the people would say that. And then some guy commented under, well, I said, I guess I'm one of the 1% who wouldn't.
Dude, and so, everyone that I hear say that, I'm just like, how fucked up are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you put a recorder in my house, you would never catch this moment. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm a person that jokes for a living, and I get that. Like, if you took this out of context or something, you might could do that. But I mean, literally, if you just were waiting for the aha, I gotcha, Rod gets off the mic and then he's like, these faggots. You'll never catch it because I don't do it.
Yeah, that's not how we think.
Yeah, so like, and when I hear people say that, I'm like, what the fuck do you do when you get home? Like, like, I'm just starting to suspect you because I don't do it.
Exactly. Hide your wife.
Yeah, like you sit around and be like, these niggers today were doing. And like, in all seriousness, like, that's what you do. Like, maybe I'm just naive, but I can't believe that majority of us will get caught up in a scandal.
Exactly. And that's not what I'm saying. Now, look, you may be able to catch everyone's probably say something inappropriate.
Yeah.
But to say something racist, to say something homophobic, like in that way, there's no way I'm going to be like, you'll ever hear me say, I don't want you around white people, or I don't want you around black people, or I don't want you around gay people. No.
Yeah, I just can't imagine it, man.
I'm thinking, you know, so it changes where, you know, again, I didn't see the football players. And then, you know, I remember Brian Gumbel, you know, he made a comment during the last NBA lockout about the whole slave mentality that some of the owners had. And he was criticized for it. And this sort of brings it back. He's like, I feed them, I clothe them, I put food on their table. You know, he's just like, he's very slave owner mentality.
Here's the other part of this that has to be acknowledged. And the reason I think that that he really has to go. He has to go because we can't have this conversation. We can't talk about $40 million slaves. We can't. The league can't take it. America can't take it. The players can't take it. The fans can't take it. It will be a huge turnoff for the league to literally sit down and talk about how close this shit is to the ownership aspect of, you know, slavery. and to the racial undertones of what goes on with the league and how players are perceived and how the owners are perceived and how the America in general vilifies black men that are making this money and being young.
And we've talked about this too, right? Yeah, me and you privately have talking about this.
Right. We can't have this conversation nationally.
But trust me, people, we are not saying racist things.
Yeah, you could have recorded them.
We could have recorded a conversation.
Right. But it's funny though, because like, that's why he has to go. Yeah. America is like that. The second you remind us or you bring up that thing, that third rail, you just got to get the fuck out of here. And,
cause you remember, as a slave owner, it was cool to have the black people work for you.
Right.
It was cool to sleep with them. Right. You could sleep with them as a side piece, like he's doing with this black Latino woman, but you don't want to be seen with them.
Right. And just, so but just the
it
fact
brought
that
he, all that to the table.
Right. And the fact that you would have to have a bigger discussion about like, why was this man, cause Jason Whitlock wrote a very good column.
I hate Jason Whitlock, but go
ahead. Yeah, but you hate Skip Bayless. You brought him up. So I gotta do this.
Okay. You gotta do it. I feel you.
He wrote a very good column, man, where he basically says, this dude is just as much a victim of racism as people being racially oppressed because he's bought into this superiority. Like, he's so fucking stupid to believe this dumb shit as the people who are like victimized by it. Like, he's no better than anybody else. His race doesn't make him, like, literally his comments were some of the dumbest shit you could ever hear.
Yeah.
It sounded like a message board. And and most people would go, well, he's rich, he's savvy, he's owned businesses. Why would he, how could you call him stupid? He's stupid because of racism. Racism is stupid by nature. So it's like, and he wasn't saying it like, well, don't punish him or, you know, he's the real victim here. But he was just saying that people, and I believe this, and I wish America believed this because I think we could go get a lot closer to solving the problem. People who are racist are just as much a victim of racism and white supremacy as people who get affected by racism. Because you can't be a complete human being harboring those beliefs, in my opinion.
Oh, honey, you just need some juice.
You just, a little more juice, please.
You just need some juice.
Okay.
And, you know, and I think so. And then people are bringing up, and the problem too that I've had with this is that, well, what about Larry Johnson? Well, black people can be racist. We need to remove racism in all places. Like, look, when that happens, let's address it. But right now, this does not get away from the point.
What does
this guy has to do?
Listen, I just need somebody to answer me, and maybe someone in the chat knows.
Yeah.
The fuck does Larry Johnson do right now? Does anybody know? Cause, If he owned a team, I feel like he might be in trouble for saying that.
But
he doesn't.
And my point too, there were three reasons.
He was still wearing dresses.
Yeah, he's probably wearing that grandmama dress.
And the thing about Larry Johnson.
Wait a minute. Did Larry Johnson say this or grandmama say this?
I think grandmama said this.
Okay. All right. If she had those delicious cookies, then I don't care.
And he isn't necessarily calling for like, let's hate white people. It was really a response to Donald Sterling. He's saying, look, if this white guy or white people don't want black people around them, then we should form our own league, get our own money, and put it back in our own community. And that was the thing. And I'm not saying it was right way of going at it.
This is all from a tweet?
That's from a tweet. That's it.
Black people, listen. Okay. All right. Everybody got to calm down.
Okay.
First of all, he used the wrong your.
Yeah.
Black people.
That's that UNLV.
Focusing on the wrong thing. We should be focusing on having your own team, own league, two for self. No. Nope. This does not get to be risen to the level of Donald Sterling.
Is that a certified account? Yeah.
Shit only got 404 retweets. Nope. Stop. Stop it, white people. It's just a nigga on Twitter.
And people are trying to find it. Aha, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha with you. Gotcha picking your nose.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't really care about. I wouldn't have ever covered this on the show. Doc Rivers said the Clippers are feeling better. Good for him.
He's doing a great job. I think
Clippers have some celebrity suitors. Oprah, Frankie Muniz have been mentioned. Floyd
I didn't know
Mayweather.
Frankie made that much money from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, I didn't either, man.
Rick Ross said he's buying it. He wants.
What did y'all think about Adam Silver's punishment, man? Because a lot of people before it, I saw pretty much no one say that he was going to lose his team. I saw no one say that he would be banned for life. All I saw was a lot of suspensions, indefinite suspension, which is funny. People always go indefinite suspension. That means forever. No, it doesn't, stupid. Indefinite suspension can also be as, you know, you know who had an indefinite suspension last year? Nobody talks about it anymore. Riley Cooper. Yeah. Riley Cooper had an indefinite suspension. It lasted 72 hours.
Yeah.
So I didn't like think that, indefinite meant forever. I expected fines, maybe some sanctions, maybe, you got to go talk to some people or something.
Some counseling.
Yeah. Right. But I thought Adam Silver's banned for life and I'm going to try to force him to sell this team. And I expect the owners to support that. I thought that was above and beyond what anyone expected at the time.
I knew he was going to be gone.
No, I didn't. You knew he was going to be gone.
I knew he was going to be gone because, you know, when I saw one thing again, I have to commend Magic Johnson. I have to commend Shaq and a lot of high profile players.
This is unprecedented though.
You will admit that
this has never happened ever in sports at all.
You know what? Houston is going to come back and win and y'all don't believe me on that.
I just need you to admit that you at least understand what you thought was just par for the course gonna happen has never fucking happened ever before.
Yeah, I understand that. But
okay. Marchand was an open racist. The fucking Redskins is run by a dude that is completely racially tone deaf. This, like, to me, everyone acting like this is not, like, they weren't shocked at all. It was not a big deal. Everyone saw this come. Like, I'm like, how the fuck could you even say that? Either you're crazy or the rest of the world is crazy. Because everybody that I follow on Twitter was like, oh, damn. My whole timeline was like, oh, shit, son. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Banned for life? For life, nigga? Forever, yeah. Forever? Like, all up and down my timeline. Because everyone was shocked, but not Vic. Vic was not shocked.
I knew he was going to be gone. And the reason why is because
I'm about to go to your Facebook page and see what you've been talking about.
Well, you know, I haven't been on Facebook too crazy.
Okay,
but
I better not see you say anything about, damn, I can't believe it.
I kept quiet until I knew his voice was authenticated. Once I knew it was authenticated, I said, okay, then I went out on him.
And then you was like, I didn't even expect, this is nothing.
Man, I thought.
Yeah, I did. I said quite, but like the thing about it, I knew he was going to be gone because once Magic said to, you know, I'm not coming back to this game as long as this man plays here, as long as this man owns this team, he was bad for business. He was bad for the league. Players were not going to play with him anymore. Chris Paul probably would have won it out. Anyone who would have supported a racist would have been like, damn.
Chris Paul would have had to retire.
People would have left.
They'd have had to retire.
And then there were some talks. It didn't go strong, but there were some talks of boycotting and not even playing in the game. It was bad for business.
I really thought that if he'd have gave him a year suspension, I'd have been like, that's a lot. I didn't think they would do that either.
Right.
Because you remember you and I compared it to, what's that hillbilly? Duck Dynasty.
What the fuck is that dude's name?
Because we compared it to his comments.
I don't even know his name.
Right. We compared it to how, you know, we thought the more outrage, oh, get him off the air, and he's right back as soon as the season starts. You know, like they suspended him for a few weeks.
Here's the other problem that I have with people that are trying to act like either it wasn't enough or this is exactly what they knew would happen the whole time. That's bullshit because we've been told and seen racism tolerated from the top down in sports for our entire lifetimes.
Yep.
So like the idea of acting like, well, of course he didn't have a choice. He could have. I have heard that before too. I didn't think he had the power either. I heard that they didn't have writing in the contract that would let him do it. Apparently that was wrong. But, I've seen the Redskins get away with not just racism, but the commissioner backing them. Like, I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen racial shit happen in the NBA before. We were like, yo, I think that's a racist thing.
But
people don't get in trouble.
But I think, though, it's different. Like, where with the Redskins, and I'm not saying it's a right. It's very wrong what they're doing is that with the Redskins,
I'm not saying it's the same for the record. Cause I know you're about to say it's different. I didn't, at no point did I say it was the same.
Okay, but what I'm saying, but here's the thing too, is that you have 80% players that are black. They're not, players are not going to want to go play with the Clippers anymore. Because not only did this guy have past history of doing this, he also, I mean, he has past history of doing this, so no one's really surprised. And then, you know, you have black players not playing well. You have Magic Johnson, who's an LA legend, saying, me and Cookie, we ain't never going to another game. Mike had already, you know, you had Mike, of all the people, before Adam Silver made his comments. What Mike said, he has no place in the league. I'm offended as a player and an owner. Mike never gets involved in stuff like this. You know Mike. Mike bought his money. And Mike said something, this was unprecedented. Yes, but this was unprecedented too of players, people, voicing their opinions.
I agree, but I'm just saying Dan Gilbert wrote a letter that sounded like LeBron was a runaway slave.
Yeah, he did. He did.
People,
he did do that. Okay.
I'm not gonna act like this league has somehow had this huge stance against racism for all this time. Like, shit has been tolerated.
Yeah.
I would not have been shocked if he would have came out and said, 1 year suspension from all dealings with the team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I wouldn't have been shocked.
And I saw people who are close to the situation, people that have covered the stories for years, Bomani Jones, Jamel Hill, they were all going suspension and fine. And then it was like ironic because they were like, the team will probably get better without his ass anyway because he's a terrible owner. Like, everybody was saying it. So now that it's happened, it hasn't even been 3 days and motherfuckers are on some, why, you know, what was he supposed to do? He don't deserve a pat on the back. It wasn't a big deal. It was a huge fucking deal. And it was something where he had a choice. He could have done less. And he did the most you can possibly do. And, he's bullying the other owners into basically voting this dude out. He's like, not only do I expect the vote of 3/4 majority to kick him out, I expect unanimous vote
he said,
to kick
I got
him out.
This. Basically, he said, I got this. Stern, with all the Stern jokes, y'all fall back.
Right. He expects 29-0, and I applaud that fucking man, and I appreciate it. And also, I appreciate the tone of his press conference, because he sounded pissed off, too.
Yeah, he got to deal with this shit.
Yeah,
he
was
even
looking
half
like,
a year into
right,
his job.
I had this job for like 5 months. What the fuck?
I know, like, damn, why can't you do this when Stern was still here?
Yeah, and shout out to the dummies who keep going, well, he was there when Stern was in charge, and Stern was letting Sterling roll with it. Yeah, but he wasn't in charge. Have you ever been assistant manager anywhere, motherfucker? That's how it rolls. You might not be okay with some shit that the person at the top is doing, but you ain't in charge. So what, you gonna get fired? Now he gotta lose his job. That's the only way we could believe him. He has to lose his job so that he's never in this position to do this. I believe him because he's the one who did it. He's the one who finally called this dude on his shit. And he did have a choice. He could have said a year off, he's old, he'll die in a couple years anyway.
Yep.
Now, I did think he went too far when he gave him cancer. Now, that was the one part of suspension.
Nope.
I said, now, hold up, Adam. You just giving motherfuckers prostate cancer because you don't agree with their racism. Like, I feel like that's...
No, he gave it to him because he said he wasn't going to sell the team.
Right, I feel like that's kind of that's a slippery slope.
Nope. He's like, okay. Oh, you don't want to sell the team? You want to take me to court?
Cause you know, the Bucks got that contract where if they don't get a new arena in 5 years, they got to sell the team back to the NBA. And you know, they're going to probably fight it in court. Those dudes might get canceled. Just saying.
Man, he's going to have two teams.
Okay.
Silver going to have two teams.
A paper wrote that Durant
he probably going to write the wrong too with that Chris Paul trade. And he probably, the Lakers about to come up, man.
Okay.
He gonna write that wrong as well.
All right.
hey.
The local
I
paper.
I know you said it was sarcasm, but he's gonna write that wrong.
Okay. The local paper apologized to Kevin Durant for calling him Mr. Unreliable. To which I say, y'all niggas soft.
Yep.
Y'all made him play better by calling him a bitch.
By saying the truth.
And then the nigga goes out and plays better and y'all like, we apologize.
Now, are they apologizing for telling the truth or are they apologizing for how they told the truth?
They're apologizing because he got hurt and they know he going to leave in two years.
So they're apologizing for how they told the truth. Okay.
They said words were overstated and unduly harsh.
Okay. For how they said it. Not for what they said.
He's shooting 40%. He's shooting 40%, 15 for 45 in the last two games at the time that they did that.
Yeah. I mean, but the guy did take him to the finals. I mean, he has lifted the team.
Talking about last year, right?
No, no. Okay. All right. But, you know, the guy the year before.
Oh, years old. Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's taken him to the finals.
Two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, KD is the heart and soul of that team. And so, you know, my thing is, you know, if he pulls a LeBron and he bounces on you, okay, then what you going
to
do?
Well, Mr. Unreliable used to be my porn name.
How did Doc Rivers leave Boston? I mean, he did take them. He won them a championship ring and took them to the finals. They still got rid of him.
They didn't get rid of him. He wanted to leave.
But, I mean, they agreed to the trade.
But he wanted to leave.
They could have said no.
He wanted to leave. But again, I mean, because I got mad when Charlotte newspaper, you know, did that whole kitten page on Cam Newton. And my thing is, again, Cam, I'm going to say he's the heart and soul of the Carolina Panthers team, but he is the heart and soul of that defense, I mean, offense. And so, you know, you have KD, who is the heart and soul of that team. I'm not saying he's playing great.
Mike Westbrook is.
No.
Here's the thing. They were right.
He's MVP.
They were right. The end. I don't even know why they took it back. Yeah. They were right.
Yeah. Why are you going to call him that? He was just the greatest thing. MVP.
But why you got to kiss his ass either?
I'm not saying kiss his ass, but don't damn flip on me. Victor, you're the, Rod, you have the greatest show. And you do one thing on your show that I don't like and I just say, fuck you, you're the worst podcast that ever happened. You miss this and that.
It happens all the time.
But those aren't your real fans.
But I've never had a bad podcast playoffs. Why? Yeah. Because I'm a legit MVP. If we go to the fucking podcast playoffs, my game goes up, not down. Ain't no podcaster that can hold me down like Tony Allen.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with both of y'all on this thing right now, playing the best two-man defense possible, and I'm getting through these stories.
Nah, hey. Fuck that. Man, I wish they pull a Seahawks on you. Call you a mediocre podcast.
He deals with Karen and I consistently interrupting him, consistently. And sometimes I add on to it just because Karen keep doing it. I'm like, and another thing.
Yeah. Like, he got to – look, dog, this is what I don't understand. He's the MVP of the regular season. I think we all agree, right?
Yes.
The nigga was killing this year. It matters that he not anymore. I don't know a nice way to tell him, dude, you're blowing it. Like, there's no, the paper apologizes because they're Oklahomans. If this shit was the Post, wouldn't be no apology.
Now, Vic, you said we was holding him to an unfair standard earlier, right?
No, you think about Dirk. Vic didn't say that.
Cause he is the guy that said he's tired of being number two.
Right. He raised the bar.
He said,
what the fuck is wrong? Like, dog.
He's not number two right now.
Yeah, you got called unreliable.
He's not even number two.
And you know what's funny though? He wasn't even that mad. He was okay. He was like, well, that's what they think. That's their job. That's my hometown paper, and I got to play better.
And you know, but he's in the playoffs, so he can't be like, oh, he can't let that get on him right now. Right. But what I'm saying is, don't be all up on my nuts, and then be like, yo, then be like, you the worst thing ever. So
they didn't call him the worst thing ever.
He called him Mr. Unreliable.
He has been. We just said it about Dirk. Why is KD so fucking different? He's not special like that. He is, like, that's the problem I have with the KD fans and the shit around KD, and it's making me start to dislike the team and start to, like, be very jaded towards him. Nobody ever is allowed to say anything bad about this dude. He not playing good.
He's supposed to be
the MVP.
Is it the shoes?
It's gotta be the shoes.
Maybe we can go with the nickname Donald Sterling gave him, the servant. If that makes you feel better. I prefer to call him Mr. Unreliable.
No, Dollar Stern will call him the butler.
The butler. Boy. Hey, his nickname will be Boy.
Yeah. You're like, hey, boy, come here. Come here, boy.
That's my new nickname for Blake Griffin. I finally got one.
Yeah, boy.
It's Boy. I'm gonna roll with that on Twitter. No.
You know, Dollar Sterling, that would actually be his son, cause he would have been had sex with his mistress. Yeah. With his slave mother.
Yeah.
And then that's how, and then he's, and he was still in slavery. He'd be like, you my son, but get back out there in the fields and make me some money. I know
Incognito somewhere calling him a half a Negro.
Yeah. All right, man. Speaking of racism.
And that's the thing too. And I will say this. I want to say this.
Son of a bitch.
There's been been a lot of racism in 2014.
You wanted this late dark skinned Negro here. And here he is.
We waited 30 minutes for this. For him to interrupt the story.
My bad.
The show gonna be 5 hours, man. I'm trying to get y'all out so y'all can do things tonight. All right, so here's what's crazy. PK Saban, black hockey player, scores a game winning goal and set in double overtime. And the same people that probably tweeted all kinds of stuff about how Donald Sterling needs to go filled up Twitter with a bunch of niggers. That stupid nigger doesn't belong in hockey. Hashtag whites only. Fuck you, niggers. Subbing, you belong in a fucking hole, not an ice rink. PK Subban equal fucking nigger. PK Subban, fucking nigger, wish he got sold. Subban is the definition of a nigger. Someone needs to smack PK Subban across his big nigger lips. Hashtag scumbag. Subban is a fucking porch monkey. Fuck that stupid motherfucker. Subban. Oh, monkey? I don't know what that one is. M? What's racist? It starts with M. Fuck you, Subban, you fucking lucky ass nigger. Once again, Subban stopped being a nigger. Nigger was trending in Boston because PK Subban scored. It's a rare moment in my life to be ashamed to be a Bruins fan. Yep, it was trending in Boston. I bet Bruins fans call PK Subban a nigger on Twitter. Have no idea his brother plays for their minor league team. And the hashtag nigger is trending in Boston after Subban's goal. Do they tweet this after David Ortiz home run? Fuck off, Boston. Be better. Nigger trending in Boston. It's funny because I always hear all this like defense of Boston as a city is gets a bad rap. It's not as racist as it used to be, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, seems like it is to me. So I don't know how you get more racist than that. Calling this dude a nigger for doing his job. But I'm supposed to believe that Adam Silver had no choice because the fans wouldn't have held his feet to the fire. Nigga, please.
Yeah, and I guess again it's 2014. We still, right. I mean, then the soccer. I know you probably don't have the article of throwing a banana at the dude. I mean, we're still here. We are still.
And you
here.
Know what the solution to that is? They started a website with like called "We Are All Monkeys."
Yeah,
that and everybody it is all white people, black people, everybody eating a banana. That ain't the answer. The website was called Stop Calling People Monkeys, You Racist Fuckers.
And that's what I say with people. People say, oh, you know, if a why do everything has to be so offensive to a black person? You know, the black face. And I'm like, cause y'all called us everything. It's at a point where you called us monkeys. There's a lot of offensive things that you have done. And I just feel like, come on, you got to be more sensitive to this. But yeah, it's crazy. 2014.
So Paul George is under some scrutiny now because people want to know if he should be suspended because there was a scuffle during game 6 and he kind of got on the floor. You guys can kind of see that. I don't know if y'all can see over my shoulder, but this is the loop they have. He's up in the top corner, kind of leaving the bench for a second. But he doesn't really come that far onto the court. It only happens like a split second. And people are like, oh, he needs to go. He needs to get suspended for game. Or will he get suspended for game 7? Now, I think if David Stern was there, there's a possibility he gets suspended. But we got the new commissioner, Adam Silver. Do y'all think he's going to suspend Paul George for game 7?
I don't think he's not being suspended because I just saw it on ESPN. It says Pacer to have George for game 7.
Oh, well, that's not fair. You already knew the answer. But, yeah, I was going to say I don't think he should be.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Sorry about that. But
I know there should be a zero tolerance rule because it makes it simple. But I don't think he did anything worth getting suspended. I think people just hyping the shit up. He didn't touch anybody. He didn't really leave the bench.
It looked like he was holding people back as well.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like he looked like he had his arms spread out. Plus the new commissioner, even though he did something that was totally on one end of the spectrum, I don't think he's as unrealistic as Stern. I think he evaluates situations.
Me too.
And looks at him.
Yeah, because before it was like strict liability. I mean, you did it point blank. It's like saying bomb in an airport. Don't matter whether you meant to say it or meant to, or meant any intent behind it. You said it. And so now it is like you're saying it's more.
And honestly, it just happened real close to the bench. Like it wasn't even like they, like, I remember people, because Bo this morning was comparing it kind of to, the Suns brawl, quote unquote, that they had with Ori and everything. But like that they actually came off the bench several feet and came onto the floor and all this shit. This just was like less than maybe 3 feet away from the chairs.
Yeah, that line is so tight right there.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think if he didn't have the Donald Sterling thing, he right. would have to suspend him.
He might have to.
Because he, it would be the first time where I guess something came to his plate and it was left up to him to decide. And he'd have to show that, you know, I am serious about being commissioner. Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree that the players were going to all boycott that Paul George couldn't get suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't think they were going to boycott Sterling.
Yeah, I think all that shit didn't come out to after the decision, by the way. I was like, okay, niggas, and I know that game.
Like, every time the legend gets bigger and bigger. But even if they did, I feel like I don't think it would have worked out the way they thought it was going
to
work
out. Yeah, they would have had to just reschedule them games. Everybody would have got fined.
And not just a paycheck either. It'd been,
No, they would have got fined. Like, not just you don't get a game check, but y'all motherfuckers fucking with the integrity of the league.
And them dudes that ain't making that much.
By the way, I'm glad you brought this back. Here's the other reason they couldn't do that boycott. The fucking entitled fans would turn on these niggas immediately.
Yep.
You think the owners think they own these dudes? Ain't shit compared to what the fans think about these players and the ownership they have over their lives. You got people that burn down LeBron's jerseys and threaten his family and bring up the fact that a player may have slept with his mother on the regular because he didn't want to play in their city anymore. That's entitlement. So yeah, if they would have, the second that they would have done that, ESPN, all the fans, the radio would have switched into, well, these fans didn't do anything to deserve this type of treatment. And they would have cut to everybody that took their family to a game that night. Well, I just wanted to see my favorite player, Blake Griffin, play. Yes, and my son, you know, I brought him out here to show him that da-da-da-da-da.
Like, we were out to support them.
Right. It wouldn't have turned, like, everybody act like everyone would have agreed and said, this is the right thing to do. So many people would have immediately turned and said, these black-ass niggers need to get their black monkey lips back on the court or else I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
Yep. I remember hearing people like, oh, they shouldn't have played that the first game when they just turned their jerseys inside out. And I remember people saying it. I was like, oh, no, that's not going to work. That ain't
right.
It's every decision you make. It can be a good and a bad consequence.
Right. They will only think about the good consequence of, oh, the league will see that they mean serious business. They weren't thinking about how fans will turn on them. Yep. They weren't even thinking about that. They weren't thinking about how people will be like, I spent all this money and your ass didn't even play. I can't go to no second game. I took my kid out here and now my kid can't make it. This one kid was here because of Make-A-Wish Foundation. This, you know, like they would have found reasons to be mad at those players instead of Sterling.
Remember the lockout?
Yeah.
Them monkeys need to get back to work.
Yeah, it just happened.
But
players weren't even wrong in the lockout. And people were like, you're lucky to even play a sport. Take the pay cut and shut up. I'm sick of you entitled players thinking that you are deserve more money. Like, that's not what a lockout is. A lockout is the owners wanting to cut the players out. It wasn't a boycott, but people don't care because they are young black men. And like I said, this is the reason Sterling really had to go, and it had to be unequivocal, is because the undercurrent of race in sports is that fans are racist too. And they don't want to face it. So this gives everybody a chance to go, see, I'm better than this guy. And we can all go, yep, we're better than him.
Because I think, exactly. I think had he not done anything and then players would have been angry, I think you could have seen a racial division between black athletes, black fans, white athletes. Right. It could have been a long-term, I would almost say, Trayvon Martin, O.J. Simpson thing. Dude. Where with Trayvon Martin, with these things, is it's over. Right. The case is over. Even people who are angry about the case, it's still over. I think with this, though, had he stayed in there, it would have been like George Zimmerman is still on his team.
Dude.
It would have constantly been there every day.
Remember how much controversy it was over the Heat just wearing hoodies?
Yeah. I mean, so.
Like, anytime players do anything that remind the world, hey, we're black. People go, not only are you black, you're niggers. Now get back to work. So yeah, they could, like, yeah, Justin, you're absolutely right. They would have boycotted. Shit would have been so fucked. Like, it would have went from what I think was a bad situation to untenable. Like, a lot of these players would have got told, you know what I mean? In a bad way. I mean, you think PK Subban getting the winning goal was the problem? Would you have liked to see LeBron's mentions if he said, I'm not playing? Shit. That should have just be, nigger would be trending on Twitter. Mike D'Antoni steps down from the Lakers.
Yo, look at that picture I put.
All right, let me put this picture up in the chat.
You're probably going to have to adjust it.
Okay, all right, give me 1 second here. But it's just Mike D'Antoni with his hands up, man.
That's him quit.
This is important. This need to be in the chat.
This is Mike D'Antoni quit.
He's like, I don't get, man, fuck it. Is that what that is? That's his,
what you want me to do?
Like, what am I supposed to do, man? They not listening to me. Hey, man, you know what's funny, though?
What you want me to do?
Mike D'Antoni quitting is crazy to me because I would have made them pay me. They were going to fire him anyway.
Right.
Like, give me my extra money, bitch. Y'all ain't going to just put this whole shit on me. Nobody won't listen to me. Toby ain't listening. Swaggy P talking about damn shame what happened to D'Antoni. Like, this, like, these niggas are tripping right now.
That's the face he made when he quit.
Yeah, man, we lucky to get out of there, because honestly, man, I think the Lakers are in denial. Like, it might actually take them some time to rebuild that shit, and they definitely not trying to talk about that. So he gets all the blame. Floyd Mayweather said he wanted to own the Clippers. Did you guys hear this?
I thought it was just one of those other Twitter legends.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather Jr. said he would like to put in his hat in the ring for owning the Clippers.
Is he going
to
beat all the players if they don't do what he tells them to do?
24 hours later, not even. He posted on Instagram, the real reason me and Chantel Christine Jackson, at Miss Jackson, broke up was because she got an abortion. And I'm totally against killing babies. She killed our twin babies. Hashtag Chantel Jackson, hashtag Floyd Mayweather, hashtag the money team, hashtag TMT. And there was a picture of an ultrasound.
Is that the one he beat?
Yeah.
You think that's why she was like, I can't raise a child in this environment?
Yeah, it's the one he beat.
No, I thought he beat the mother of his children. She didn't have any children by Chantel. It was his, I don't say this word, but it was a baby mama. But it wasn't.
You don't like saying baby mama? Why not?
Nah, I mean, I think just it becomes more of a black sort of thing term.
And yeah, so, I like mother of my children.
My mother of his children. He has three children by her, and that was the one he went to jail for because his kids were around when he did it.
Okay, well, the dude that beats women might not be the best guy to consult about your pregnancy, and might not make a good father. And some dudes were getting on her because they were like, oh, these gold diggers, you could have came up. You going to get rid of a rich man's baby?
Maybe it wasn't a planned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Maybe she actually was on birth control and still ended up pregnant anyway. That has happened. It does happen.
Yeah.
I don't think Floyd was ever. I think he knew he probably wasn't going to get the Clippers team. But he did.
He still wants to be with the Clippers. This article just happened to come out afterwards.
He put it out on Instagram.
And so the thing too about Floyd, I guess it's you guys, I don't know whether you guys know, but they brought up Donald Sterling to him. He said he didn't have anything to say because Donald Sterling always treated him right. He said he said Donald Sterling told him to sit beside him and his wife, and you know, he was good to him, so he don't have anything negative to say. So
He took it down, too.
Yeah, but, you know, Floyd, there's so many reasons why. First, he's not going to get it because people are going to say the aha moment when he called he made a racist remark towards Manny Pacquiao.
I just don't know if he got enough money.
I mean, he can be a minority owner.
It doesn't even matter if he had the money. That they're not going to sell it from a racist to a woman beater.
Or someone who's made racist comments.
Yeah, he's been just as racist with that, like...
Yellow comment.
Yeah, Mexicutioner shit that he does. I mean, I know he's not the Mexicutioner, but Cinco de Mayo, he comes to the fucking... he fights De La Hoya, and he comes with a sombrero and the Mexican flag shit. Like, come on, man. He's It was so comical, and I saw people trying to float it out there, like, yeah, man, Floyd wants the team. Like, it's not going to happen.
Now, I know Vic didn't hear it, but as Vic, I don't, forgive me, y'all, but I don't know why I want to hear Vic. Who would he choose between Oprah or Beyonce owning the team?
Oh, first of all, that was for black women to guess, to pick.
I saw dudes voting.
I know.
I'm going
for Oprah. A lot of dudes, Oprah. A lot of dudes violated the code. I said black women had to pick between Oprah as an owner or Beyonce with Lupita as a minority stakeholder in the ownership group.
You know who Lupita is, right, Vic?
Do not know who that is.
Well, you'll see, he's disqualified. Yeah. Paul George got his home stolen, so got his home burglarized.
Got his whole house stolen.
His whole house got stolen.
But it's like they did, though. As much shit as they took out his house.
He got a platinum NBA All-Star ring stolen, $15,000 ring. His parents discovered the theft and alerted authorities at midnight.
His parents discovered it.
A watch valued at $700, which is funny to me because I'm like, only $700?
Yep.
I thought you were dumber than that. I thought you would have had a $7,000 watch.
It's crazy because the Swaggy P house, didn't they only get his Yeezys?
His Air Yeezys, but that was worth like 5 G's, wasn't it?
Yeah, what I'm saying, but like that's the main thing. It's like they went in there just to get his Air Yeezys.
The total items taken was about $16,000. The theft occurred between 7:15 and 11:45 p.m. No signs of forced injury, and the alarm was not set because Paul George doesn't know how to work the buttons. someone take this man's internet away, man.
Nope. He has internets.
Internet. Tell him to take your internet away.
He has internets.
Dr. Jack Ramsey died, man. Hall of Fame coach. Great announcer. One of the most respected broadcasters. Love the way him and Huey Brown, man. Love the way they talk about the game, man. Now, I'm going to cry when Huey Brown dies. I'm not even going to front.
Yeah, and it was disappointing because he died right around Donald Sterling.
Yeah,
controversy. So it took a lot away because he's done a great things in both, you know, college basketball and pros.
Oh, I'm not laughing at you.
Man, y'all going to hell?
Nope, Donald Sterling did because he's the one that killed. Says a great man, but his damn racism.
He took away a man's death.
he killed a great man who believed in equality with his racism. He just couldn't bear it anymore.
He heard that story and he just passed away, man. It was like, he was like, he did what?
He let his side hold.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Dr. Jack Ramsey, rest in peace.
Does this mean more airtime for Reggie Miller?
The NAACP is making the news. They're willing to forgive Clippers Donald Sterling after yanking his award. His second award would have been for a lifetime achievement.
Will he write another check?
Did
they already cash the check?
They gave him the money back, which to me, well, I was like, well, what was the point?
Why? Once you cash it, it's yours.
You already sold out. What's the point of giving it back now? We all know what you really think.
Just do like the look. You almost got some of the letters right.
Hey man,
do
you know,
like the NCAA and hey, just take the award back. Hey, but don't give any of the money back.
You know the name of the head of the LA NAACP?
It's not Kwame.
Nah.
Is it Toby?
Not Toby. It's Leon Leroy Jenkins.
He got a jerry curl too.
I'm not even making it up.
Oh hell no.
I'm not even making it up. Leon Leroy Jenkins, head of the LA NAACP.
He's also a head of security.
He has now had to resign.
He's also been in such plays as Mama There Goes That Man. He's also star.
And Lord, Who Is My Daddy? star of Lord, Who's My Daddy? Well, he plays Crisco John.
He's also played such roles as Bubba Watson in I Loves Me Some Fried Chicken.
His seminal performance in Boy Over There won him an Emmy. Leon Leroy Jenkins.
He first got his starring role in a small theater play called Can We Goes Over the Railroad Tracks.
he had an unlisted role in Django as boy.
Again, y'all are messed up.
No,
he's messed up. First of all, the way he first of all, himself. He's messed up as a person. This nigga gave Donald Sterling not one but two lifetime achievement awards. Vic, how can you have any mercy for this man?
And that's the check we know about.
But he does have to step down now. So that
he resigned.
Right, because that's the check we know about.
He only got this job because his name's so black. They could have found a blacker name in Hollywood. It's like, just give it to Leon Leroy Jenkins. That's
Leroy.
Yeah, he just slid a resume. That's like, man, why should you be the head of the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP? And he just slid a resume, and all it had on there was his name.
I bet you he attended such and such college. He attended such and such university, but he ain't never graduate from none of them.
Right.
And I bet you go to his house, he ain't never got two things that match.
Hey,
he got Kool-Aid, no sugar.
Hey, he can never put more than $5 in his tank, dog. It don't matter where he going. Like, man, it's a 4-hour trip. Nah, we'll get there. $5 in there.
He go to the liquor store and buy the sample size bottles of all the liquor and show up at the party talking about we got to drink.
Hey, you invite him on your podcast. He call you when he's supposed to be there and be like, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. That is Leon Leroy Jenkins.
That is a real nigga.
That's
right
a real
now.
That's black a man. Real nigga. That's black people. But yeah, they decided they could still forgive him though, because you know
he cashed
his check. His heart's in the right place.
He cashed that check, man. He got two checks.
Let me see if I can play this.
May have made comments in a phone conversation that was reminiscent of the ugly time in American history that contained elements of segregation and racial discrimination demands. At the Los Angeles NAACP.
Hold on.
We saw the same thing.
Is this nigga hairline uneven, bro?
Oh, no. I thought you was going to talk about the dude behind him. With this target shit.
With the phone?
No, the one with the tie on.
Oh.
I think he back to this motherfucker. I can't believe. Because his mouth moving the whole time.
Yeah, he got me out here looking like a motherfucking slave. Trying just so I could be in the picture.
But yeah, he got this Tim Becker hairline.
Well, what's up with his hairline, though, man?
All the more reasons why.
See,
that just proves my point.
You can't tell he crooked. You can't look at him and tell his hairline's crooked. Let me guess. So is his pocketbook.
All the more reason.
His pockets ain't.
Why, love Marcus?
No, I say his pockets is crooked.
Oh, okay,
not empty. they full because they crooked. Oh, yeah. he said, man, by hook or by crook, we gonna get this money. Like that's what I do. I'm Leon Leroy Jenkins, motherfucker.
Intention to honor Mr. Sterling for a lifetime body of work must be withdrawn, and the donation that he's given to the Los Angeles NAACP will be returned. There is a personal, economic, and social price that Mr. Sterling must pay for his attempt to turn back the clock on race relations.
Given Mr. Sterling's track record as a landlord, particularly among African Americans, given the Elgin Baylor lawsuit, why was the NAACP honoring him?
Look, first thing is that when the NAACP found out about the lawsuits, the NAACP called Mr. Sterling up and said, if there is any of the allegations in that lawsuit that is true, you need to pay those people. You need to make amends. And that case was settled.
What was the criteria used to nominate Mr. Sterling for this recognition?
This year. Well, what we do, we look at the body of work that he's done. And what we specifically looked at, all of the sport franchises in L.A., the Dodgers, the Lakers, even the Angels, the Red Wings, and the Ducks. And
what we looked at was who got the most money in L.A. And we said probably people with sports franchises. So we call him up and say, hey, it's the NAACP. You got any money? He said, who is this? I said, Leon Leroy Jenkins. He said, I'm writing a check right now.
We look at how involved are all these organizations are in the community. Mr. Sterling organization has on a consistent basis brought in numerous minorities and inner city kids to games. Almost every game, there is a section where there are young people there. He also has, over the years we looked at, contributed to a lot of minority charities, including the NAACP.
Charity.
So we looked at comparing that with all of the other LA franchises. His organization gave more money to the community, to the minority community than the others. If you look at the content, and the one thing you do have to consider is that it was a private conversation, but notwithstanding that fact, the words used were very Jim Crow-ish. It goes back to a segregation system and a time that nobody in America is proud of. And I think when you say things like that, you have to pay a price for those kind of things. You have to demonstrate, if it's possible, that that's not who you are.
So, and the price that you got to pay is $10,000 to the NAACP. Mm-hmm. So I don't see no problem with this. Yeah, going down.
Thousand for me for my troubles.
That Jerry curl though. That Jerry curl was just. Oh,
he said charity.
Charity.
Hey, what he said at the beginning? It was something so bad. Hold on, man, I gotta rewind it.
May have made comments in a phone conversation that was reminiscent of the ugly time in American history that contained elements of segregation and racial discrimination demands that the Los Angeles NAACP intention to honor Mr. Sterling for a lifetime body of work must be redrawn and...
Redrawn. That was it. Yeah. Redrawn. That's your people, Vic.
Hey, man, that's your people.
You say you would take the money, too.
I didn't say that.
Vic's such a lawyer.
If he wanted me to work for him, I would have to do it, but he would have to pay me a lot of money.
Speaking of secretly taping shit, apparently, remember Justin, I think we might have talked about it on here, where there was a guy who got fired from the Warriors, and it was like the second or third assistant coach they fired?
Yep.
Darren Erman, they finally released why he got fired. He's been secretly taping meetings on some fucking V. Steviano shit. What?
Bill Belichick was like, man, y'all tripping.
He's like, what's the problem?
Right. Come on.
When the Golden State Warriors fired assistant coach Darren Erman about 3 weeks ago, they said it was because he had violated company policy. Well, sources have told me what his violation was. Erman was secretly recording coaches' meetings, meetings the coaches had amongst themselves, meetings coaches had with players, and even informal discussions that the coaches had in their office.
Informal.
When Erman was discovered, he told the Warriors he had been doing that for about 3 weeks, and then they fired him. Now, it is not clear what Erman was doing with the recordings. Was he keeping them for himself? Mm-mm. Was he sharing them with other members of the front office, members of the organization, Mm-mm. or even members of the ownership group? Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. That is not clear, but when you look at the fact that Mark Jackson's job is reportedly on the line despite his success, it certainly makes you wonder about what is going on in Golden State.
What do you think, Justin?
Oh, he was recording them tapes because somebody said something, and he was like, oh, really? You're going to talk to me like that? Okay, that's what we're doing here at the office. And he wanted them to, he was getting enough information for a lawsuit more than likely.
Hmm.
So he
could
sue.
That's possible.
And or just flat out embarrass that person or the organization.
I wonder what he got. I wonder what he got on tape.
Because he was recording, the keyword, informal.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they were sitting around, nigga, or whatever other, degrading term that they wanted to use that's not appropriate in a work.
I think he caught Mark Jackson on tape talking about trying to get with Steph Curry wrong. I guarantee that's on there.
Mm-hmm. You think he got the fake ass man of God?
Yeah, fake ass man of God was on there talking his shit. He's like, nah, I'll tell you what I like to do is show Stephen Curry, mama, there go that man. You know what I'm saying? Hands down, my pants down. That's what I want to do.
Face down, your ass up.
Yeah, face down, ass up. I'm going to take it and go strong to the hole. put the kiddies to bed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we going long range.
Mr. Coach Jackson, what does this have to do with the offense meeting that we're supposed to be having right now? I like to meet her with my offense.
Oh, she gets the point that I'm going to make.
Yeah. Jameis Winston stole some crab legs.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
By the way, the headline on the Daily Beast, it says, accused rapist charged with theft.
Damn it, man.
I was like, has anyone ever seen a headline that started accused rapist and Big Ben was in it? Why it's gotta be Jameis, dog?
Damn it, man. That's so true, but so...
It's harsh. So heavy-handed.
I wonder will they retract this statement like the Oklahomians.
Nah, because it's technically true.
I mean, theirs are true.
Yeah, that's true, too. You're right. They should take it.
Oh, damn, Jameson. Damn but it.
He said he stole... He didn't steal...
Oh, God!
He said...
Do that to this young boy. Not God, who brought him... to where he is today.
He said it was a big misunderstanding.
And the Daily Beast is
God brought him out of that first tribulation.
And the Daily Beast is a conservative newspaper, so they're not there.
This has to be the work of the devil.
You say they are?
Yeah, they are. So,
hey, man, I feel like Jameis was just like a misunderstanding. He was like, he's like, crab legs. I say, if you strong, then I'm strong. I said, they say, I'm strong. I said, you strong, then we strong. We're going to get you out of here, and we're going to take you home, and we're going to cook you up. And the crab leg said, all right, then. I said, okay, then. And that all happened in one huddle, in a no-huddle offense on the last drive of the game.
That happened in 20 seconds. right when I was right by the seafood department.
Right.
You can see in the videotape when I was right there, when I was talking to the crab legs.
With no delay of game.
I just don't. But with Jameis Winston, it's like, bruh, what were you thinking?
Was he trying to cover him up with his hands? Like, my hand's big enough, I can just cover him up.
This is his fourth run-in with the law? Is that true?
Man, he's staying in trouble.
He is. Because he had the BB gun.
Accused of raping an FSU student. We all know that one. No charges were ever filed. A BB gun fight and stealing ketchup from a Burger King. Stealing ketchup from a Burger King. First of all, you can get charged with stealing ketchup. You know how much ketchup is in my, I've taken out of places where I was just
allegedly.
Like, free ketchup, possibly, allegedly, maybe.
Listen.
That's a crime?
No. You know, Burger King got the little pump thing. He had to take one of the pump things out. So
something.
One of the dispensers.
Yeah, that can't be.
Not ketchup.
It
man.
Better not have been like he took three packets instead of two. It better not be.
If he didn't take the dispenser, man, I'm going to be mad.
With the cops like in his car like, sir, sir, get out the car. Sir, you got any ketchup on you? You got any extra ketchup on you, sir?
What gave him away?
Sir, if I search this car right now, son, look at me, son.
You got a ketchup stain on your pocket, boy.
Look at me right now, son. Look at me right now, okay? Don't look at him. Look at me. If I open in this car, if I look in that car right now, am I going to find a couple extra packets of ketchup? If I'm going to find extra packets of ketchup in there from Burger King.
See
okay,
what
got
happened.
A call.
See what happened was.
Because do I have permission to search the car? If not, I'll get a warrant out here, and God help me if I have to get a warrant out here, if I have to wait an hour.
Look here, you
to
big,
get the ketchup-sniffing dogs.
You big bucker, young man, you.
I just though, but I mean... This dude is just not. What is he thinking? I don't know. Maybe because
crab legs.
NCAA, you know, they did just increase the meal plan. So maybe he said, you know what?
They still ain't got crab legs.
Yeah. So
no, they still ain't got them crab legs.
Although, if he was doing it to get him some, I mean, he was trying to get him some pussy, man, the right way.
Mm-hmm. He probably was. Probably told the girl we're gonna have crab legs tonight.
And he had to follow it through.
I don't know. I just, for my thing, is
this Photoshop. This Photoshop of the crab legs over the trophy instead. Yeah. Man, that's so good.
I mean, he just really hurt his draft stock. I think he did.
Nope.
I think with Aaron Hernandez, with so many other players out there, teams are going to look at him and say, you know what?
Nope.
It's just stupid.
I agree.
Mistakes. Stupid.
He has hurt his draft stock. By being a black quarterback.
Okay, I can't say that. Because
look at Teddy Bridgewater and what's happening to him, and you give me an explanation.
Well, I mean, with Teddy Bridgewater, I won't say it's a black quarterback.
You really going to try this one?
You really about to do this, Vic? No. What about Cam Newton and he doesn't smile? He has a fake smile.
Okay, now that was
What about the Wonderlic test leaking for Vince Young?
That's true too.
His stock is going to drop because he's black. It don't matter about this shit.
I think his stock.
This might be what they use because they wound up Cam Newton stealing computers. Remember that? It's like
he didn't steal.
He didn't even do that shit.
3 years prior,
right when he was a freshman, they brought that shit up. It's dog.
They brought his GPA up, dog.
His shit was gonna drop no matter what because he black. He a black quarterback, and they gonna come up with a reason not to draft him. I still expect him to go first.
Unless
he has a bad year, I don't see any reason he doesn't go first because he would go first this draft.
Because he makes stupid, small, bad mistakes.
I'm gonna tell you what.
It's small, but it's just continuously stupid.
I'm gonna tell you what. Okay. Be stupid. If he even plays football.
Yeah, he should play baseball.
He should just put himself in a draft, just like Charlie Ward, just to see what'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then go play baseball.
Well, he's not a great baseball player. I think
doesn't matter.
He's not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, he would be a minor league.
He'll still make more.
No, he won't. Being
an average baseball player for him, he'll still make more than he would playing football. He'll better play longer and he'll be healthier.
I don't think he's
a long-term baseball player. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know that he would be in the league forever if he's not that good.
He'll be a minor league in the minor leagues forever making.
He'll get better.
$880,000 a year. All right,
man, let's move on because there's no way to prove this conversation.
Okay. But his stats show he's not great.
No. I mean, there's no way to prove that he would get better or not. Just fuck it. Darrell Washington, linebacker for the Cardinals, got a year of supervised probation for assaulting a former girlfriend who was the mother of his daughter. Now Washington, one of the team's top defensive players, will wait to see what the punishment will be from the NFL. He was suspended the first 4 games of last season for violating substance abuse policy. So I'm assuming he'll probably only get 2 games because hitting a woman less than violating substance abuse policy, in my opinion.
Yep, but you...
According to the NFL.
And crab legs worse than that. I mean, crab legs less than that.
Yeah, exactly. If you can play, you'll be on the team.
Like, if somebody asks him about his... about any of his past history, he'd just be like, yeah, but I haven't beat up my girlfriend.
Yeah. How many chances have they given Justin Blackman or whatever his name is?
Yeah,
or,
but he might not even come back to the league. Like,
but how many chances did they give him? Like, that's the thing. The NFL will give you a chance because they greedy. They want the
look at
they
Ray
want
Rice.
The,
well, but, I mean, yeah. You gotta say this.
And he's
so,
mediocre at best this
I
past
I would
season.
Say though, no, but he's not. He may not get charged. I mean, he may
but,
not.
But dude. We saw the video.
Yeah.
If that had been Jameis, we'd be sitting up here like, see, his draft stock gonna fall because da 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 da. The NFL don't really care. Yep. Like, to them, this shit is minor.
Well, I mean, Goodell will suspend you. I mean,
he will, but I'm just saying, for NFL teams, it won't affect if they take you in the draft.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the teams are not, but Goodell, I will say, I don't like a lot of things he does, but he will suspend you.
Yeah, okay. But he's not going.
He will suspend a player if, you know, if it's convenient.
Jameis going to get the max rookie minimum.
Yeah. But Jameis going first, bro. He going first. No, like teams, he need to do something way worse to scare teams off. People weren't even scared by the rape, accusation.
Yep.
People I'm seeing people like, yep, Jameis still the best quarterback prospect in the NCAA right now. Yep. I expect him to drop for one reason. I mean, his stock to drop for one reason, one reason alone. He black.
Okay. So
and he'll blow your mind if he stay an extra year and stay for 3 years.
And I guess that's why I disagree with, I guess that's the only part because he's not the exact, I mean, he just does stupid things. He reminds me.
But on the field, he's the perfect quarterback. I've never seen a quarterback this young and this good.
Did you see him sending cats across the middle and they were still going to get the ball?
He looks like a fucking NFL quarterback. I don't know. Vic, did you watch him at all, Vic?
I watched the Auburn game. I mean,
okay. He's so good, dude. Like, I don't know. And the Auburn game might have been his worst game of the year. And he was
At 18, man.
At 18. I'm just saying.
He's just 18 too, Vic.
I expect his stock to drop. And by stock dropping, I don't mean his pick. He's still going number one. But I expect it to get really negative because I think he black, man. And all the little shit that they would let go, as like Johnny Manziel does this, and they would let this go.
Now, you know what would fuck him up? If he get caught
you don't think
fighting
so?
Dogs down there.
He's been criticized.
But people are still saying he's number one.
Not about his football game.
I'm saying they're still thinking he should be the first quarterback taken.
Yeah, but he hasn't been getting in trouble like Winston has.
Dude, Johnny Manziel. But these are little problems. What are you talking about? This isn't trouble. He ain't going to jail.
I mean, he was accused. I don't know. I mean,
he stole crab legs. It's a fine. They gave community service only because it's Jameis Winston.
I know.
Anybody else would have just been a fine.
The first article. I put Johnny Manziel's name up in Google. First article posted 9 hours ago. Texans have to take Manziel.
But the thing with Johnny Manziel is that.
What, did he underage drinking?
Yeah, I mean, with that too, they let 2 years pass by. But the thing, though, with Winston is that he already was accused of rape. And the story of the alleged victim, you know, it didn't correlate well.
I just accused you.
There were some backtracks, there were this and that. So, I mean, it wasn't likely they were going to charge him. The problem with this, though, the fact that he was accused is a big problem where he should have thought of, crab legs, dude. It's just, I don't know. Man, I hope he doesn't get any more trouble. I hope he does the right thing, but
Johnny Manziel taking pictures with money on here. He likes to gamble, apparently.
Signing autographs. Were you not supposed to sign autographs?
Got trouble for selling autographs and shit. Tweeted that he got a parking ticket. Bullshit like tonight is the reason why I can't wait to leave College Station, whenever it may be. Leaves Manning Passing Academy early because he got, allegedly got.
Now I will say this though.
Hold on. Allegedly got drunk and didn't show up. Showed up late.
Whoever gave him the ticket had really just didn't like him.
Okay, that's cool, but we're talking about the same things, right?
No, I agree. Dude didn't like him.
Right, I get it. I'm just trying to, the bigger point.
I'm not on Vic's side with this argument.
But Vic is saying like, well, these little things are the problem with Jameis Winston. I'm saying Johnny Manziel, this is not rehearsed or practiced. I searched Google. First thing comes up, ESPN, the Texans have to take Johnny Manziel, number one pick. Then I put Johnny Manziel, legal issues, and all of a sudden it's, he got a parking ticket and was talking shit. He, signed, autographs and stuff and got paid for it.
At one of the games.
Yeah, got drunk. Look,
I'm not saying race will have something to do with it.
I'm telling you, race will be the only thing. If this motherfucker was white, none of this shit would matter. It would be just, he got caught stealing strap legs. Hey, let's tell stories of when we were in college and we stole food because everybody did it before.
You know who was in trouble when Johnny Manziel was having them legal issues? The coach.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Manziel.
Why can't he control his player?
But the coach.
Because he black.
The coach was about to lose his job from shit Johnny Manziel was doing during the offseason.
Yeah. My thing isn't to say like Jameis isn't hurting himself with this shit. He is, obviously. But he should still be the not even questionable number one draft pick next year. Period. He should be. But I guarantee you, people are going to start talking about these issues, the issues that they don't talk about with Johnny Manziel. They're going to be bringing up these crab legs like this a problem. Like, yeah, man, that's why you can't take him first. He stole crab legs. Even though he said he forgot to pay,
he gonna be out here stealing wives next.
Anyway, he got 1 year probation for beating his baby mama. So, Daryl Washington.
Good for her for getting those charges.
Suspended four games last year. So, sure he'll be just fine.
It's a Ndamukong Suh fault. Didn't you say he played for Detroit?
Does he? He plays for Detroit, doesn't he?
Isn't that what you said? I thought that's what you said that dude Washington.
No, played for Arizona.
Oh.
Chael Sonnen got accused of being racist, by the way. Who was it? Wanderlei Silva says that, Chael Sonnen is racist or some shit. I don't follow MMA, but racism, y'all. I do follow racism. Sonnen is racist. The Bills, we talked about the cheerleaders not getting paid last week. Apparently, Bills cheerleaders also had a guide for vagina cleaning.
Oh, my God.
You're saying the Bills gave them a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's what you call they were caring about the hygiene of your players. Keep that Mercer out of the locker room.
The Buffalo Jills were given explicit instructions on how to care for their lady parts, right down to tampon guides and odor control tips.
Damn. No disrespect. But damn.
Yep.
That's so cold-blooded right there, man.
The sad part is, you know, somebody had to violate it for this to become a rule. When menstruating, use a product that is right for your menstrual flow. They said in general hygiene and lady body maintenance.
Okay, I'm taking off my. I don't want to hear
this. A tampon too big can irritate and develop fungus. A product left is too long can cause bacteria and fungus buildup. Products should be changed every 4 hours, except when sleeping. They can be left in for the night. Hey,
medical facts.
Hey guys, they were ladies long before they were fucking cheerleaders. They know.
Yeah.
What are they going? Don't put cheese in your vagina. But
did someone violate this though?
Yes, somebody must have had a problem.
Somebody didn't flush or whatever.
So, and then you know what made me sick? There was a bunch of people, cause you know, feminism is all strong on Twitter and shit. And I get it, ladies. I'm not trying to hold you down to be oppressive. But immediately people start blaming men for this. There's no fucking way men came up with these rules. Another woman came up with these rules. Now, yep. Maybe it's promoting patriarchy or maybe it's not. What I do know is no fucking dude wants to spend his day writing about periods, yeast infection, and vaginal odor. Sorry, ladies. You got to take this one for the team.
Bob.
Can I help you?
Oh, we're gonna need to send out a memo to the Jills.
All right, cool. What do you need me to do? You want to talk about the daily stipend that we have for the?
No. Just listen. Take your time. Listen. Okay.
All right.
So we're having a problem with
Oh, they're not showing up on time again. I can go ahead and take care of that for you. No problem. I could talk to them.
Definitely take care of that.
Okay.
But there seems to be an issue with you know, we're getting a lot of complaints from the fans that's, you know, getting, you know, good seats in the front.
Oh, well, that's,
you know, about the Jills.
Oh, they're just not having an attitude right or something? They're not cheering?
What I'm trying to say is that we're having some complaints about the odor.
From the concessions and stuff, and maybe they're burning some things. I'll talk to them. You know, the girls shouldn't be eating during the game anyway, so we'll have a chat.
Yeah, definitely make sure, you know, that, you know, policy is being followed. You know, yeah. no eating during wild on the clock. But fans that, you know, typically, you know, that they, you know, normally you smell the sweat of the players, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be having a different type of experience when they're down there at the 50-yard line.
Okay, so they're like, and the breath, the food from their is on their breath, and then they're talking to the fans, and it's like onions and chili dogs and shit. Okay, yep, I've covered it, no problem. Thanks for talking to me, man.
That would be excellent to include that in the memo.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely be in there. Thank you.
You know. Actually, we're just going to make this a policy. Let's not even call it a memo.
Okay.
It's going to be a policy.
Yeah. No food. Yeah. Got it. No
but
food.
Include
policy.
That in the policy. Cool. Because we want to cover everything. But we're going to need you to cover. You know what? You come up with a good term for it. Don't use my term.
Okay.
Because this is all on you.
Okay.
You're in charge of it. It's all on you. Don't use my term. All
right.
But I want you to address the issue of just making sure that the ladies, when they're menstruating.
Menstruating?
Or.
Don't you mean administrating?
No, let's see where I'm going with this. Just give me a moment. See where I'm going with this. Because it's a new policy. Again, you use your words, not mine.
I don't want to interrupt, but. We're not doing anything racist. We don't do menstrual stuff here, sir. We're. No blackface, no dancing, no one's playing spoons. I think you got the wrong idea here about what we do at the Buffalo Jails. So.
Now, Bob, I know you run a clean ship. I know it's very tight. You know, I know you make sure the ladies they're proper weight, you know, height, size, that sort of thing. So, you know, we just want to add this policy on top of the other policies that we currently have about, you know, about our jails. Bob, you're doing a good job now. I want you to keep that in mind. But
okay.
I want you to take the lead on this one and just make sure the ladies there that when they're menstruating that, you know, that the fans can't, you know, just can enjoy the game without any unpleasant odors.
What are you trying to say, that my girls, my Buffalo Jills that I'm in charge of? I just want to get this right. You trying to say that they have vaginal odor?
You use your words. You know, word however you like.
I'm just, are you talking about their lady parts and some sort of offending smell? That's what I want to know.
Now, Bob, you and I boys, right? You and I,
we go way back, yes.
You and I boys.
But I hope you're not talking about their intimate areas.
Can I speak informal with you? Can I be frank?
And the olfactory sense of the human body. I hope you're not talking about
can
that.
Can I be frank? Because you're not recording this, are you? Chicken.
No, right? I'm not recording this.
Yeah, I know you came from Bill Belichick. No. Bill Belichick camp.
Yeah, I'm not recording this. What's going on?
Make sure no cameras. Okay. Yeah. I'll be frank. Listen now, Bob, they pussy stank, okay?
Oh, that's all it was about?
They pussy stank.
Oh, no
problem. Can you get them to watch their pussy?
Yeah, I will write it up.
Make sure they're changing their pads. Make sure they douching like they supposed
okay.
to.
Okay, yeah,
douche,
not a problem.
Whatever, you know.
Why didn't you just say that when you came in?
We
go back. You could have told me the pussy is stanking. That's it. It's on the door when you come in. I'm in charge of vaginal odors here at the Buffalo Jills. I don't know why it took so long to get to that.
I didn't want
to
make
just to say I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Anything on this?
This reminds me a lot of a very sticky situation happened with my cousin Leon Leroy.
just make sure you put those new policies in place for me. All right.
Yeah, no problem. I got you, man.
No men had that conversation.
Number 14, do not be overly opinionated about anything. Do not complain about anything. Ever hang out with a whiner is exhausted and boring. You know what? I agree with that. You're not here for your political opinions, guys.
Yep. You're here to dance.
Yep. If you got to complain about some shit, don't do it on the job. You're a cheerleader, not a sad leader. Number 18, do not use slang in conversation. Never use words such as like, I seen it. You guys, dude, them guys, pee and ain't. Now, see, that's fucked up. How is like a slang? That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Somebody made that a problem.
Yeah.
They had to address that.
Someone was using like too much.
So, like, when we are like, you know, like when we're... like standing around and like,
and
you know,
pee.
We have our like pom-poms.
You guys.
I cannot believe that we are still talking about this.
19.
Like,
this is why this balls deep sport.
Oh, like Victor.
We're going all up in the vagina. We're going balls deep.
We go cock deep.
19. Use oh my goodness rather than oh my god. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. That's even worse.
Lakeisha. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. What
like,
a kid.
Like, did you see her?
Oh my god.
At her steak. Pussy.
Number 26. Oh my god. What is that smell? I mean, oh my goodness. Like, it smells like.
OMG.
It smells like a dude.
It is so fishy in here. Oh my god.
Number 26. Number 26. Do not consume conversations and watch body language. Be aware of female companions and children. Always turn the conversation back on the other person. Never flirt. So, what's up with them titties, girl? What's up with your titties, dude?
Tara Lynn say an old retired Gio wrote this. Call her Jillian.
Yeah. 29, watch other poor manners and nervous habits such as nail biting, knuckle, neck cracking, excessive sniffing, and too many arm movements.
Did they address shaving?
Always say excuse me when you burp, sneeze, or cough, even if you think there is anyone around. Look like a crazy person. Excuse me.
Like, excuse me. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm burping all over the place.
OMG, that
oh
was
my goodness.
So embarrassing.
Avoid politics, religion, sexual references. Talking about last night. Don't talk about personal life, jobs, boyfriends, what you're doing later, etc. Inappropriate jokes, strong opinions, gossip, saying I or me too often.
I thought you weren't supposed to say you statements, and you're supposed to talk with I statements.
Clean, rinse, razor often while shaving.
Oh, no, that was on there.
Especially after going to a new area. Change razors often. They harbor bacteria. Oh, man. Never use deodorant or chemically enhanced products. Simple non-deodorant soap will maintain the right pH balance for your intimate areas.
Damn it, man.
This is really detailed.
A doctor wrote
this. Who was breaking the rules? Who the fuck was breaking the rules that made them?
What's Jill was doing this?
Yeah.
This Jill Quisha.
Legilica. Legilica, if you don't put that shit up.
Angelica.
Yeah.
Angelica, you need to go watch OMG. Like, you are so ridiculous right now. Like, last night, did you not wash?
Oh my God.
OMG.
Oh my God, you guys.
You guys, we are still here talking about another one of women.
Hey, buddy. Hey. When you're on time,
dirty.
When you're on time.
Dirty.
You can dictate the list.
We could have been over 30 minutes ago if you had been on time. The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Plan to
it's
boycott.
It's not about leaving.
They said they plan to boycott the Clippers game. Only thing I want to read this for, because we already talked about it. I think it's bullshit. But they said that first of all, you know it's bullshit. Because this nigga Mark Jackson said, we need to play our game in our arena. Then he was like, the fans shouldn't come to the game. Keep in mind, this man's being recorded all the time. His job is on the line. He said the fans and the Clippers should not come to the game. And then after the decision league, he was like, oh, we were going to boycott the game. And hopefully the Clippers would go along with it. We was going to talk to them, but we ain't have time. Nigga, you lying. Lying ass, fake ass man of God.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, OMG.
He was tripping. I mean, because the thing was that he was getting all, you know, oh man, we need to just be unified. And then as soon as they know they go back home, if I was a fan, I wouldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So
soon as they got to go to the Clippers.
Yeah.
You know, the fans should, you know what? If I was a Clippers fan, what I would do is protest. I would cheer for us. That way, you know, it will prove to Donald Sterling who's really right. They were going to go through pregame.
If I was Silver, I would just ban him from the playoffs so we can just move to the second round.
Right.
And I can get my contract extended, because if I don't get past this first round, my job is gone. They already don't like him. So he knows this. He's like, look, I got to keep my job.
You know what I think is racist? Not signing me to a contract extension. That's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe you want to get rid of me because, like, well, I have a team full of light-skinned players. Like, OMG. This is so ridiculous.
Oh my fake-ass man of God.
Do not. Clippers.
Oh my fake-ass man of God.
Clippers fans, do not come to the game tonight. Like, oh my God, their owner is so racist. Like, he only wants to play us because we're like
you guys. Oh man, fake ass man of goodness. But yeah, they were gonna do warm ups. They were gonna listen to the national anthem sung by Tank, who didn't show up. They were gonna do a jump ball and then walk off the court. Call maybe the Clippers do too, and then the game over. Everybody thought this would be great, and then they'd be getting called niggers in 5 minutes.
And
like, that crowd would have been like, boo, get your nigger asses back on the court, you black piece of shit. I clothe you. I feed you. Who takes care of you? It's me. I treat you good. Don't take pictures on Instagram with my girl.
That's all I ask for.
That's all I ask.
Y'all guys can sleep with her and everything.
I'm racist? Okay. See you in the comment section. Jamal Crawford got sixth man of the year. Duh. Jamal Crawford handle never gets old, man. What's up with that?
He's good.
You say his hair never gets old?
His handle. He's fucking 87. Yeah. He will cross you up today like he would have when he was 20.
Now, he got one of those faces where he used to just do shit as a kid,
mm-hmm.
but always underplay his age. Like, he was 16, I was stealing cars.
Jamal
like,
Crawford.
I'm just 11, so I can't get in trouble.
He's what you want J.R. Smith to be. You know, I mean, he comes and he does shoot, but he doesn't go too crazy. He plays within the system. He is coachable. So he's what people expect for J.R. Smith. But
nope, he's just dark skin. You can't go against the dark skin player on the team.
Crawford isn't light skin either.
Wait, who's dark skin?
Jamal Crawford. He darker than Josh Smith.
Oh, what you mean going against?
No, he isn't darker than Josh Smith. Josh Smith is dark.
Yeah, they're about the same.
The darker of the complexions. You can never get in trouble if you're the darker.
Listen,
of the
this is Justin's new thing. He just says shit. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Just sometimes people light skin when he wants them to be dark skin. I got called light skin the other day for some reason. I don't even know what the rules are. I'm now confused myself.
All right. Thanks for
giving Joe Johnson said he ain't getting no calls. The NBA fined Jason Kidd $25,000 for saying that he ain't getting no calls.
Well, you know, strict liability call. I mean, rule. Say it, you get hit, even if it is true.
A lot of shade you are.
I remember Tim Duncan when he got a technical foul from sitting on the bench by Joe Crawford. He still got fined for criticizing.
That's what we didn't talk about.
I mean,
this nigga Joe Crawford, man, what the fuck? When he fucked up that free throw for Durant, and yes, he did. I don't give a fuck. He would have hit that free throw if Joey Crawford didn't decide to be a fucking diva and be the fucking the star of the show. Let that man shoot his goddamn free throw, you asshole.
I don't know why he's still reffing, but, you know.
And then the other thing was, did we talk about the one that Blair kicked that dude in the face?
Yeah, briefly.
He kicked that dude in the face.
We joked and we kept going.
What's wrong with that nigga? No ligaments. He's like, you can't hurt my knees.
Somebody brought up in the chat that Zach Randolph not playing. I sent you the link in the producer chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw that. I was gonna wait till we got to the listener questions. Josh Morgan got arrested for assault. Bears wide receiver. One count of misdemeanor battery apparently at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, his baby mama.
It occurred at City's Restaurant and Lounge. Morgan denied allegations during the interview. I didn't touch him. I didn't do anything. This is crazy. I'm not worried about nothing. I have always been a stand-up guy in the community. Nothing like this has ever happened to me.
I pass out turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck, bro.
Ray Rice also pleaded not guilty to some misdemeanor, to some violence.
Smart.
He said, I'm a pillar of the community. Just He did it. Man, you think the Sterling tape was damning? Wait until they put out tape of him actually connecting that uppercut. Because people are saying they have it on tape.
His lawyers are going to say, if you show that part, also show where he tried to save her life and help her up out of the elevator. That's a loving man, right there.
That's cool, Justin. When they show videotape of him punching that woman and knocking her ass unconscious, it ain't gonna be nothing you can do to save.
Man,
this
I'm just trying to help Ray out, man.
He gonna need it.
He need Vic
help.
As a lawyer, because Vic don't care about the facts.
Zig will take the case.
Vic don't care about the facts.
Not he don't care about families.
I couldn't do that. He punched her in the face.
Also, you know, as a black woman.
I mean, he did marry her, Vic.
You know, as a black woman.
He did marry her. He probably married with no prenup. He like, baby, if you don't press charges, I will marry you with no prenup.
You know, as a black woman, she going to catch hell about that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, when they bring up, well, you married your abuser.
She needs to show a nice ring, wedding ring, and she'll be fine. They'll be like, but that is a nice ring, girl.
People, no, not in person. I mean, on the internet. People going to give her hell.
On the internet.
Okay, dog. They gonna give her hell. She going to catch hell, bro. You can't.
She'll divorce him in one year and then get her prenup.
She gonna get. They were ready to say Columbus Short's wife was some type of terrible person for reporting him to the cops.
She defended him, and after she has another child by Ray, because I think they have one already.
Yeah.
If she divorced him, and got all the prenup and did that, I would not be mad. I'd be like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Well, we called it months ago before this even happened, though.
Yep. Yeah. Especially you. You were on top of it, Justin.
Well, I say we because we're a team.
I appreciate you doing that, man.
Aww.
Mike Pouncey got picked up for his fifth year. Mike Pouncey got picked up for his fifth year option because he is black.
Yes.
Because he did all the same racist shit that Richie Incognito did, but he's not black. So Richie Incognito has to be out of the NFL, and Mike Pouncey is getting picked up for his fifth year.
But they don't have Mike Pouncey on the recording saying, hey, you half nigger.
They don't have I haven't heard that recording with Incognito.
They do have an Incognito voice.
I thought it was a text message.
No, 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 no. He left them a voicemail on his phone saying,
"You're right. Hey, you're right."
They just have personal witnesses and other personal accounts.
And then, too, with Incognito, as Tony Dungy. This is Tony Dungy saying this. Tony Dungy said that he was on the do not draft list when he first came out. So, I mean, there was a reputation that preceded him.
All right. I hear you, bro. I'm just saying. He black.
Okay.
He got a job, too.
If he would have been on tape, say a half nigga, he would have still been in the league. They didn't even try to cut him from the team or suspend him or fine him or anything. And he was doing all kinds of racist shit in that report.
Yep.
Dante Whitner is not going to change his name to that stupid-ass Dante Hittner thing.
Yeah, it's too close to Hitler. I that's the first that's Hitler. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant.
I mean, you don't want that. Like, that's like one of the most evil.
After he sacked people, you'd be like, "How Hitler?"
Yes.
They'd be like, "No,
you do
no,
not.
Dante.
That is the most evil name someone can have."
Start giving his press conference in badly spoken German.
So,
Aaron Hernandez got indicted for assault and a threat. February, apparently.
I'm just wondering, when are they going to start this damn trial? I mean, it's been a year, literally. And it does make me wonder. I'm thinking he's not going to be convicted. Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if he's convicted, but I don't think he's going to be convicted. I think he'll be found not guilty, but his career will still be over.
I think he's going to get away with it.
And he'll have a career.
Yeah,
I mean, because they don't have a gun, and that's the problem.
And he's not found guilty of anything, so his career shouldn't be.
I mean, honestly, I don't think he did it.
You don't think he? Okay, well, yeah. I think he did.
We know. Say Vic thinks he did it.
Victor thinks he did it. I mean, they have him on tape around the same time he was killed, walking in to his house with the guns. I don't know who does that at 2 o'clock in the morning, coming back in the house with some guns.
Free A-Ron.
In America, you have the right to do whatever, do that and not be considered guilty.
Yeah, I've been on free A-Ron since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Hernandez.
You got a right to be.
Hey, Ron. I'm free. Hey, Ron. That's all I got to say. Free. Hey, Ron.
Mm-hmm. You got the right to be considered innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, don't you, lawyer?
You do have a right, but you have to understand that, you know, to be considered guilty is called beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. No, hold on. It means beyond a reasonable doubt. Beyond a reasonable doubt means 96% to 99%. So that means the juror is going to have to be that sure. On a 99%, they're going to have to be so sure beyond sure. And that's the problem. I mean, he could have done it.
But the thing is, there's no witness to prove it.
It's just you have to be so sure that he did it. And I think the only thing his defense is going to do, they're not going to say he was innocent.
That's
the problem. But it's going to be circumstantial evidence,
they don't have a witness. They don't have a murder weapon.
Cool. Yeah. Circumstantial evidence. People have gotten a guilty verdict from it.
Sounds like an innocent man to me.
It just sounds
like a man who's just
at
been
the wrong
found
place
not
at
guilty.
The wrong time.
Swaggy like P. That's right. It's this week in Swaggy P. Sorry, I had to cut that conversation short.
Swagalicious.
Wasn't going anywhere.
Swagtastic.
Vic was getting himself some legal problems right there.
Okay.
Despite coming off one of the worst seasons in Lakers history, guard Nick Young remains upbeat. We recently sat down with Swaggy P in New York City to chat about getting starstruck at games. His lady love, Iggy Azalea. Oh, so that really was who he's dating.
Yeah.
So that's who he was.
I finally saw a picture of her too. Not bad. Swagtastic.
Yeah. Well, she's not getting fingered by her own crowd.
You hear what he said. He said, you know, it should be illegal what he's about to do to her booty.
Yeah. and his relationship with his mentor and Laker legend, Kobe Bryant. La 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 la. Hey Mamba, that's right. Combining them both, guys. Swaggy P says, with Kobe, he has been like a mentor to me this year, but he's a little different. I mean, he is Kobe Bryant, so he has to be different when you're at that point. 28-year-old Young has captured quite a bit of attention this season. His off-court style, as well as his off-court enthusiasm and playful attitude, catchphrase from fans and commentators, despite the Lakers' disappointing 55 record. Do we sense a change in the guard when it comes to the Lakers? Oh, Kobe will kill me for this one, Nick last when asked if he's better than Kobe. But yeah, I think so. Right now, you know, you can't guard me right now. You're right. Kobe got that hurt knee right now. Good natured ribbing and trash talk is nothing new between ball players. Black Mamba and Swaggy have played playfully thrown shade at each other all season. And Brian, who has been sidelined since suffering a knee injury in December, extended his contract with the organization for 2 years. Once the veteran is back to fighting shape, perhaps the two could get in some one-on-one time to see if Nick's playful boasting rings true. However, Young's future with the team is unclear. You never know, he reflected and asked if he would return to the Lakers next season. I want to. It is my hometown. We shall see. We shall see. Though he's becoming a star in his own right, he does admit to occasionally getting a little starstruck by the A-listers who sit courtside the Staples Center. I mean, the first game of the year, we just had Rihanna here, and we had Drake there, and there were a bunch of celebs there, and I was like, dang, this is really Hollywood. And speaking of Hollywood celebs, his girlfriend, Azalea, has been making headlines of her own. Earlier this week, the singer's single Fancy reached number one, and she's recently starred in Revolve's summer campaign. But what do these two lover stars do when they're on dates? Pretty much anything. We go with the flow. She is a fun person. She always wants to do something crazy like go-karting or something. All right. Shout out to Swaggy P and the Black Mamba, man.
Yeah, look at that image I put in there.
All right, let me find this.
See, it's swag-tastic.
The Swaggy in the gold shoes. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yep.
Hold on, let me fit this hit chat. Oh. Nigga like a magician.
Man, Swaggy is that
Swaggy
dude, man.
Oh man.
Much respect to him.
Shit was taking forever to load. I don't know why. There we go. Put this in chat for y'all. Alright, man, we got questions in the chat. Let's talk about them.
Look at that outlook.
Nigga look like he about to pull a dove out of his jacket.
Are those
high heels? I don't know.
Right. He's swaggy though.
High heels.
Look at that collar.
What is up with that collar? Is that a collar or a scarf? It's like a scarf. I think that's a scarf on his
shirt. I think it's
shit.
A collar, man.
Nah, it's a scarf around his shirt, dog. He's so swagged out, man. All the way turned up. All right, let's see. Boston didn't get the anti-racism memo. Twitter. Oh, okay. Yeah, we talked about this. Yep. Canuck Duke. Apparently soccer fans are racist. Shout out to the one writer who wrote that Donald Sterling should own a soccer team instead of like changing racist ways. Like, what kind of dumbass could, and it was in the LA Times. Like, it was a serious article. I've read that shit like, is this a joke? Hey man, if you're racist, just come to a league with no black people. Yeah, because that'll be fine there. They want you there. Idiot. Since they lost for the last time, any final thoughts on the end of the Bobcats and the return of the Hornets? Hey, man, I'm very excited for the return to the Hornets. Honestly, man, like, I still got my Hornets shorts.
I always thought the Bobcats jerseys were so ugly.
They were. The colors were ugly. Yeah. They tried to do that.
Orange.
Yeah, you saw when they tried to turn to the blue.
Yeah,
it just didn't work. It just didn't work.
And we just look like an off-brand of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, and honestly, man, it's because Bob Johnson was just is so prideful. He should have never named them the Bobcats in the first place. He had a lot of other alternatives he could have went with, and like I thought the Charlotte Flight would have been dope.
Yeah,
you know, but he went with that bullshit, and I'm just glad that it's over with. I'm glad we can go to the Bobcat out to the Hornets. It's funny because I said that I wouldn't call them the Hornets, until, what did I say? Was it till they made the playoffs or something that I thought was crazy at the time, and I thought it would be a bunch of years. And they made the playoffs this year, man. So fuck it, man. They the Hornets. I'm glad they, because I was going to call they ass the Bobcats for more years because I was so mad about them picking Zeller. And I was wrong about all that shit. So Z-Bo got suspended for punching a nigga. Wow. Did I miss this in the game? When did this happen?
During one of the arguments. He did. I mean, he hit him. I mean, so.
Suspended one game without pay. The incident occurred 6:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Memphis loss 104-80. So they was losing by 20 and he punched the nigga.
Yeah, he got frustrated.
Did he get kicked out of the game or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
See, that's probably why I didn't notice.
I didn't watch all of that last game.
Yeah, I saw it as a blowout. I was pretty much done. I'm looking at the tape of it right now. Oh, that's right. He was the one who punched that Allen dude or whatever his name is. What is that kid's name? Steven Adams. He punched the shit out that nigga.
It looked like he just pushed him.
Nah, look at this. Like, he elbows him in the chest first. Classic Rod move. And then he hits him with the punch to the neck, to the jaw. Steven Adams
just pushed him. That dude flew across the thing, though.
Steven Adams is a dude that's used to getting hit, though. Like, I don't know what it is about this kid, but he stays getting punched by people. And for Zach Randolph to do that in that moment, so stupid.
Yep.
So stupid. But yeah, so I think the Thunder win, like I said, game 7.
They definitely if they win without Z-Bo, man, it shows a lot of flaws for OKC.
Yeah, I guess the whole Ibaka versus Z-Bo shit is pointless now that y'all was arguing about.
Yep.
It's not going to happen. All right, man. That's it. Yeah. First of all, stupid. Justin.
I mean, yeah, it was closed fist, so I mean,
Yeah, he did that shit. Yeah, ain't nothing to argue about.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Like, that's one of them ones where you just be like, you knew that suspension was coming, right? Yeah. Like, you ain't packed no clothes, did you? Because you ain't coming with us to Oklahoma City unless it's with a suit. First of all, Justin, man, thank you so much for doing the show, man. I know you did it with a broken nose. True trooper, man, going against all your light skin instincts, man, to come here and handle your business
with mask on.
No mask.
You camera on.
You should have did it. You should have did the fucking show him a mask. That was like, I'm not wearing it to play ball. I wear it to do this podcast. And Vic, man, I won't lie, man, I'm going to miss you, man. Up in Raleigh,
man. Yeah,
I have to. We got to come. We're supposed to be coming up there next week, but. And whenever we make a trip up there, man, we have to make an effort to get lunch or something.
Definitely. I would say this too. I'm doing my farewell tour, you know, for the viewers. You know, I'm going to be at the Harris YMCA busting ass.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, before I retire, you know, from the YMCA at Harris, you know, you guys can come check me out.
Okay.
You know, come root for me.
Next week, I'll let you, if you come up there in the morning or next week, I'll let you shoot all the shots, man.
Yeah, you know what? And then, you know, I'm hoping this, you know, when I go play in Raleigh, you know, here's the deal.
Mm.
You know, some people, you know, really, you know, they hate on my jumper. So here's the thing. I'm going to shoot jumpers and try to get a good reputation as a shooter. And that's the thing. And so, you know, if I can get a good reputation as a shooter, then people won't mind.
That's what Garrett did. He went and played with some scrubs.
Yes.
And he got real cocky and came back and was talking shit. And then we bust his ass down.
Because I was going to say, I've played ball in Durham, Raleigh, Cary area. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go to NC State campus.
Okay.
And ball. Durham. And you're going to have to go to Chapel Hills campus.
Oh, he can go to Durham. He can just go to Durham and go to the park. Now, don't get shot.
I know. That's why.
I'm not doing another doubt. I don't do the doubt in Charlotte. So.
I'm clearly telling you where to go.
You telling him where it's safe.
You got to go to NC State campus. And
I was telling him. I thought you were telling him where the best run is.
You got to go to Chapel Hills, Carolina, and ball.
Mm-hmm.
And don't waste your time in Durham.
All right,
not even at the Y.
Okay.
Don't even waste your time.
All right, man. Let's get out of here, man. But thank y'all so much for supporting us. We'll be back next week. You guys got a 4-hour show with Vic's farewell. And Justin probably won't be here next week.
Yeah, I'm having the surgery next week.
Yeah, you guys got a fucking outstanding long-ass show. I hope you all enjoyed it. Peace out.